Okay, members, can we start the meeting? We are almost 11, 12 minutes behind, if not 15. We have a few apologies from Pali, so from Dr. Abram, from Dr. Gayla, from Manya Lungu, and also a standing apology from Mayor Dititelo. She has to make sure that she submits an apology.
Chairperson, there's also an apology from Honorable Abraham. He's addressing Kimberley Agricultural Day in Kimberley. Farmers Day.
Yeah, I did mention that he sent us an apology. The item for the day, members, it is only one, consideration of the budgetary review and recommendation report. We did receive copies of the very first draft of this report. Frankly speaking, there are issues that are not well out of this report and the process going forward. Outside of this report, the minister only appeared once, which was in August. Now, exactly. Now, we certainly have had issues as engaging on this report, both the department and also agencies that are reporting the department. And those issues have not been responded to, at least by the minister or the deputy minister. Now, we did set a deadline for the Ngqeqa farm report. Only yesterday afternoon that we received, you know, a soft version of the report, which I could only go through it this morning. Now, I thought this should also be distributed because it responds to a number of questions that we had, been engaging the department. It says, titled, Responses to the Portfolio Committee Questions, date of the Portfolio Committee meeting, 13th October. And the report enlists the areas. Lack of ownership of the annual report. No forward for the caretakers or members of the board. Concern of the farm is writing. That now responds to Ngqeqa Farm. All these issues. Department needs to come up with an effective strategy to find roles of government in the farm, permanent solutions to be found, invasions occurring, permission to occupy letters not issued, department not having responded, and so on and so forth. Now, these are the issues that we certainly have to take forward as we go through also this report. Over and above the minister and the deputy minister not having been able to be with us in responding to a number of questions that have been raised. There are certainly, way forward areas.
My apologies. Are you referring to the document?
Not at all. Not at all. I'm talking to this one that we don't have as yet.
Okay.
I am just, giving highlights of this for us to be able to receive and have it as part of what we have. Now, I'm saying part of what the department has also done here, it is also to give us some way forward. Resolution 1, response. Resolution 2, response, and so on and so forth. Now, Certainly, the hard copies and the soft copies will have to be distributed to members, as we have just received this report. And again, this is in keeping with the resolution of committee that we took, that by Wednesday, which is yesterday, we should be getting something on the farm at Ngach. So the department did meet that deadline. That's what we have. But again, we still need to talk to and engage with this report. Now, going back to the one that we did receive, I said earlier on that the minister hasn't been able to be with us. The second point I wanted, which I was raising, was that some of the issues raised here, they have been responded to in this report that we got from the department yesterday only. Now, this will have to be circulated to all of us, I would imagine by today, end of business day. In other words, this particular report. Now, which then begs a question for me on way forward on the issues that are raised in this report. This, again, as I said, is the first draft. Frankly speaking, I haven't engaged with it fully. I just got it from the Committee Secretariat, which also raises a few other areas in themselves, the report, which I personally also need to engage with. Now, on those grounds, my therefore view, members, was that having had this report and this one being presented, I've engaged with the Commons Secretariat and also with the Appropriation Committee person, Sogoni, who is the chair, looking at possibilities of going forward with this process. Now, one other way of going forward with this process was that of having to receive it as we are seated here. If we want to have any issues raised, perhaps that talk to the process going forward, we should be able to do those things. But we have certainly a leeway of getting to engage with this report as we consider it with the minister present on Tuesday, the 26th of October. That one we also have been able to secure with the minister to be with us. Certainly, she also does have other areas, which is Tuesday next week. She also does have other issues that she would have wished to raise with us, and a whole range of other areas that she wanted to brief the committee on. That one is equally okay, but of importance equally is to engage on consideration of this report with the minister and the deputy minister, hopefully present. That's what I wanted to table to the committee. Mama?
Chairperson, on this report, Chairperson, though I only page through, on this report, Chairperson, is it not a report that is supposed to cover, to have taken out issues from the annual report, medium-term expenditure, strategic plans, short and long strategic plans, business plan, expenditure report, that is the department performance, and financial statements and other and other information that we need? Is it not to cover this report? And I would like to find out from Asian that this report, when compiled, where these documents that I have just mentioned, consulted to say, we have gone into all these documents that I have mentioned, and this is what is from all those reports that is in this report. This report has covered everything that is in those documents that I have mentioned. And also to say, Chairperson, we also need to sit down with the minister to check if the minister will agree, after making recommendations, whether the minister will agree with our recommendations, and if she's not, she doesn't, we need also to have, as a portfolio committee, a side of the story to say, if there are issues that we don't agree with here, we need an explanation to say, why are these issues coming, why are we seeing these issues in the report for the first time, and why. And both of them, as you have indicated, the two of them, the minister and the deputy minister, need to be here, and we have a discussion and agree on a common document that we all of us own. Because President Chairperson, though I have paged through, I'm not owning this report. And for us right now, sitting where we are, to say we are going to present this report, it says we agree with the report once we present it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I think partly what the Honourable Mabuza said is some of the issues that we can talk on. I want to start off by saying that I think we've had previous reports, and this is by far the best report that we've had so far from the Secretariat. It includes most of the issues coming from the strategic plan, and then having an analysis the issues that we should look at. And I think what we should then do is look at those issues, and if we agree with what has been said and brought out to the fore in the report. And then also on the visits and on the presentations that were made to us, I think we've also had a couple of recommendations, and I think we can maybe include it in the final analysis. But what is lacking, Chair, is that I think under the conclusions in this report, we should also maybe, or before conclusion, we should have a section that can address the issues. We must identify the issues that we need to take forward, which we are not happy and satisfied with. I think that will underscore the reservation that Mama Buza has had, so that we can then obviously say from our side, this is the way we see it, and these are the issues that we will have to take forward. It might take a little bit of time, but I think I would suggest here that we just go through the report and make a couple of notes where we can improve it, or make a note, obviously, of the issues that we want to take forward for action.
Okay. Okay. Tata? Tata, okay. Tata, tutai? Members, you want to just respond very quickly on some of the issues, especially raised by Mama Mabuza, what has been used as we went through compiling this.
Thank you, Chairperson. Ma'am, to be honest, not all the documents that you have mentioned have been used. The source documents for the report basically was the briefings and the annual reports of the department and the entities that we received during the last 2 weeks. But I agree that it's important that all those other documents should also be factored in, but that would be, as Dr. Bosman has said, it would require a little bit more time to prepare the report. Then,
Chairperson, I'm told that the BBDR is a new way of doing the reports.
BRRR.
Yes, thank you for the correction. It's a new way of coming up with reports. And I'm told, Chairperson, as we are talking, that there are misunderstandings between researchers, between secretaries, between committees, between the task team, between the departments, on how issues need to be done. To say, Chairperson, we need to check with action whether what we are doing right now, are we following the old way, the way things were done in the old, or are we following the recent BRRR way procedure of dealing with reports? Because, you know, if you listen to different people and to different committees, one committee will tell you that they are taking this procedure. 20 minutes ago, one committee said, no, we only yesterday tabled for the sake of tabling because we wanted to go through. And, you know, it's a confusion that I want us as a committee to be too professional, not for us to go the incorrect route or the old route of doing things.
As I said, this process is new. It is part of your money matters law for Parliament to be able to intervene in the budgetary processes through committees. So whatever comes out of here, it speaks to that. One other challenge that we have is that as Parliament, whilst we are engaging in this process in the manner in which we are, we still haven't been able to get a budget office set up. That is expected to take this process forward. In the interim, we still have your treasury to that extent that is going to be playing a role, a significant role, going forward with this process, together with some other structures within Parliament. Now that's the kind of, you know, situation that we are finding ourselves in going forward with these processes. Now, I have put on the table a proposal which members also did elaborate, rather engage, you know, on it, that we have just had this report. Rather than engaging and considering it now, we agree that we're postponing this for Tuesday when the minister has agreed to be with us. We then have all of these other issues raised by Mama and yourself, Dada.
Thank you.
We have all of those to be put together. And we might just have to receive those soft copies over the weekend for us to be able to do a thorough job as part of our preparation for that Tuesday session.
I just want to note something. When I look at this report and they give the key measurables and what they've reported they've done and our concerns that they have or what they haven't done, I was just thinking, you know, this is not only for our consumption, but also for public consumption. Now, it would be prudent, I think, that there's a reference to, say, maybe reports in the annual pages and paragraphs in the annual report or in the presentations, some of these presentations. Now, I really think that either by the way of footnotes or something like that, we need to do that. Are we supposed to do it and add it, or are they supposed to do it? You know, the obviously they can't expect the secretariat to do all of this work. You know, I think the department should do it, and I don't know how they would do it so quickly, but they must do it. Otherwise, you know, where do we go back and see if they're talking the truth, or where does the, if we can't finish it in one day, then we look like fools in the eyes of the public. You know? So I was just thinking maybe they should put some more effort into this with references.
Chairperson, that's why I said there's a misunderstanding between the department, researchers, secretary, and the committees. That's what I raised. So if the department don't agree, maybe with the committee, that's where we need to sit down and discuss to say, this we were never briefed on, we are seeing this thing for the first time. And the minister needs to explain to us to say, why are these issues in the report? Meanwhile, as the committee and the chairperson, we are seeing some of these things for the first time. That's when I said the minister and the deputy minister need to have a meeting with the portfolio committee for them to explain themselves if there are issues that we don't know. And if there are issues that the committee is raising and they are not comfortable with, we need to agree, discuss and agree, and come up with the same understanding so that we can all of us own the report. That's what I was trying to say.
Can I just for clarity, is this a report from the portfolio committee or the department? Is it an amalgamated report? Because if it's only the portfolio committee, then
this is supposed to be a report that the committee owns and adopts and owns.
Yeah,
very spot on also, Mr. Vittori, that this is at the end going to be a public document. So whatever really goes in here, it has to be quite meaty and substantial and professional. But at the end of the day, it is a report that we shall own up to going forward. I wanted to suggest also that as we go forward, especially today, tomorrow, that we're not going to, today and later tomorrow, that we're not going to be having any session. Because that cancels, this whole process cancels tomorrow's session, obviously, I would imagine. Tomorrow, we're supposed to be adopting this. So we cannot, for sure, go through that route. I want to propose that we take also some bit of time on the basis of this very first draft, that we communicate on some of the issues with the committee secretariat, so that at least we have an interactive, process. Mama?
Chairperson, this is going to be a very, very important document for this government and this parliament. And I would like people to respect this committee based on the document. And, Chairperson, I would like to make a suggestion of which you can reject or whatever. To say, can't we, tomorrow's too soon, can't we as a committee just sit down amongst ourselves as committee members, scrutinize in the true sense of it this document, make additions or subtractions out of this document before, in an informal way, not in a formal way. And then we take it to a formal portfolio committee meeting where we'll not exchange, where will all of us own the document. I don't know how can we do it, Chairperson.
In other words, what Mama is proposing is that we go through some workshop. We go through some workshop on this document and do what and short circuit the work that we shall have been expected to do in a full committee session. And engaging with the minister or the ministry, we engage with them, having been able to scrutinize the document to a large extent equally owning up as a collective to that process.
Yes, that is actually the way that we should go, but that is why we are here today. I think we should really discuss this document today and make notes where we differ, and then have a follow-up and a second draft, and maybe if it's necessary we can consult on it. But Tuesday is not very far away, and I don't think we've got time before Tuesday to again come up with a new document. We must definitely work on it today, and if it's necessary, then we must carry on tomorrow morning, if that is one of the suggestions. That we then have a redraft tomorrow morning, and we can quickly go through it and finalize it then for Tuesday's meeting, because we cannot come back on Monday, unfortunately, not myself.
Yeah, Chairperson. Well, of course, the point you raised about like a workshop, I think is very, very important. I was talking to my sister next to me here. A person like me, you know, I'm far away from you, because I was asking her, who is the Minister of Agriculture? I don't even know, you know. But I think that is very important, because I can see all the members, they agree. And if maybe we can make like a sort of a workshop to help us and so on. Thank you very much.
Chairperson, as indicated, there are time frames. Can we just page through, go through here first? Because we had already allocated this time for today's meeting. Mm.
Members, let's go through. We are seconding what you have to do. You want to respond? Okay, let's. We are okay with the content, table of contents. In other words, that is the structure.
Just a reference, I think the advice that we've given is we want to make some points.
But no, it's not.
To a document if it's necessary. If it's necessary.
Yes. The first, well, I guess also the other thing that we'll have to do is we will have to number the pages as well.
Yes.
Well,
we make the first page the table of contents.
Let's have the very first page as budgetary review.
Yeah.
That page that has got that as being page one.
Okay.
Budgetary review and recommendation report is page one. And then the pages shall flow. Obviously, we'll receive that when we get the other draft. Any comments on the first page itself?
Yes, on the Roman numbers in the first paragraph, the first four is clear, but in number five, the reports of the committee and the public accounts related to DAF, maybe we should just on the list them somewhere at the foot or something.
Sorry, just repeat a little bit last night.
The dates and the when it was reported, and maybe just reference those. I mean, the financial statements and annual report is logical, this is it, you know. So it's not a difficult thing to... But the other things are a bit wider, there's many of them. So maybe there's more than one, and it's not obvious, we must just list them. I'm just looking for the public's point of view, you know. Say... that kind of thing. We can even have a glossary at the end, which gives you the pages at the back, maybe, that list the stuff. So that's also, you don't have to do it at the bottom of the page, all of it.
I remember asking that question, whether the committee or rather the department has had any sessions with the SCOPA. That's what it basically refers to. And the simple answer to that was not during the term.
Yeah,
they haven't heard any.
Yeah, not that I can remember, but I must say there were so many things, I can't remember it.
No, they did, sorry, no, Zara?
the mic.
Thanks, Chair and the members. I just want to give clarity. The format is the template that has been given to all the committees by the task team. So the committee mostly focus on the content of the report. And on this first page, as Honorable Kitoit has alluded to, the fifth one we can just delete because the department hasn't appeared before SCOPA last year or this year. So we can only put in the documents that we have used as reference points for this report. This applies to other committees, but not this one.
Chairperson, could I just maybe suggest instead of deleting it, just say that they haven't. There was not a need for it, because that also says something to the public. Do you agree? Don't just delete it. Because somebody might ask, haven't you been to SCOPA or something? The others talk about SCOPA. So rather say they've not been called before SCOPA.
Thanks for that.
Let us not contradict ourselves. In our meeting with the department, we raised the issue. Somebody said, did you appear before SCOPA? And they said they were not summoned. So for us to say we're not summoned, we were not the ones to be summoned by SCOPA, the department. I think the suggestion by the researcher to say there were documents that we consulted in dealing with this annual report. Maybe it might be better the way she suggested it, or we delete it as she suggested.
I'm not sure if Honorable Mabuza heard me. These are the documents that formed part. The information that is here was sourced largely from the annual report and financial statement, and some of these documents. And there's also for most parliamentary committees, they have appeared before SCOPA for different reasons. But this time, this department that we are overseeing as a committee hasn't appeared before SCOPA. A committee only appear before SCOPA if SCOPA has found out some issues that they want to ask the committee about. I mean, sorry, the department. And then they will invite the department. So this department hasn't been invited by the SCOPA. So that's what Mrs. Detroit was saying. We must clarify, because it's common for most departments to appear before SCOPA.
Your point is taken, Mr. Detroit. That's it. No, your point is taken. We are including that area to suggest that there was no appearance before SCOPA by the department. It is the department that appears, not us.
Could I just to enlighten the members, what happens in SCOPA is that all the year reports and all the reports are being scrutinized. The members are divided into groups, and each one gets a lot of things to read through, okay? Quite a lot. And then we have to point out to the committee what we found. And then they make a selection. So it could be that there's something wrong, but it's not so high on the priority list, because SCOPA can only see so many committees in a year. So that is why I say, just for clarity, it there could be something wrong. It doesn't mean that if SCOPA hasn't called them, that we can't say, listen, come and explain this to us. They can't say, no, then SCOPA didn't call us. Because SCOPA has only so much time for work. So just to give you the full story, thank you.
Okay, thank you for that. I think that's common knowledge, members, of what happens when you have to appear before SCOPA. Any further issues on the mandate of the committee? As I said, this is a template. Now, what goes into it is the meat that we deal with on a daily basis.
Yeah, just for my information, the mandate of the committee, is that taken from, is that a script or a prescribed way in which he said, well, we're going to look at the issues that we've got to look after and then put it into our mandate. Because what I'm asking is, I think one of the issues that is left out here is obviously the performance of the sector. And if you look at this strategic plan also from the department, the most important issue in front is the performance of the sector. And I don't really see it, because the performance of the sector is actually two things. It spells out the promotion of a sustainable and a profitable production system with food security as the ultimate goal. And I think one, if we want to be inclusive, one should put that as a real issue that needs a priority, because everything is measured in the department at this specific indicator.
I thought as we deal with the department, there will be three things. Maybe that would be talking directly to your issues, Dr. Postman. One is the vision, another one is the mission, another one are those strategic priorities. Now, there is only just a sentence there, not even a sentence, two words being mentioned. Strategic priorities of the department, as the minister had presented himself. But what we do have here are the programs. You want to guide us, Noka?
I just want to highlight to Dr. Bosman that the committee mandate has been clarified on the next page, where it also includes...
That's where I'm looking at.
Okay. Assessing the performance of the department.
Okay, can you quickly say something on the three issues I was making mention of? On the vision, mission, and also the strategic priorities of the department. Because what I do not see here is only mentioning about the word strategic priorities, but all what we do have are the programs.
They are the mission and the vision of the department are stated on page 4. Unless the committee wants us to put them, to separate them clearly. On page 4 under 1.2, the department.
Page 4.
The vision and the mission of the department are stated in that paragraph. That's what it's about. And then next we have the...
So I understand what... Sorry,
members, there's a little bit of confusion. Mm-hmm. The draft that members have in front of them is the one that I distributed earlier today. Does not include the... I send it off for editing purposes, so... I just thought that members would get it as early as possible. Couldn't wait for the edited draft. So it might be that the draft that Nozolo is talking from is the edited version, which does not appear. It's things that does not appear in the draft that members have, which is the very first, the earliest version that has been circulated. Mm-hmm.
Chairperson, can I make a recommendation? Not undermining what the honourable members are raising there. To say, can we get into these issues, the performance of the department, and maybe leave out the template for them to go and edit. Meanwhile, as members of this portfolio committee, we deal directly with the issues that that are in here.
Are we okay with that recommendation, member? Dr. Dutoy?
Was it now that we?
Is it not taken that we would just add it on our own then?
What Mabuza is proposing is that we put aside all these other, nuances related to the format and deal with the content. What transpired out of the session. I think we had started doing that. Let's continue, members. Perhaps we are on a page that is 1.2, the department. From beginning there on top. That is not included there, in my view, are those quarterly expenditure trends. It only talks about the annual engaging activities and programs, quarter stage review, annual performance. That is also one of the areas that we ourselves adopted, that part of our work as well shall have to be engaging the department and agencies on a quarterly review basis. Mm-hmm. And we find that as an addition. So that will add on those bullet points.
Annual and quarterly?
Yeah. Review annual and quarterly performance, or if you talk quarterly and annual. Mama?
I don't know. In its vision, in the department, I don't know whether I'm following it correctly. That besides to lead and support sustainable agriculture or to promote rural development, something should be said about food security to make sure that enough secure.
Yes.
My contribution was that now, with the vision, if besides what is stated here, something is also added concerning the safe food, enough, about food security, I don't know.
Just aren't we amending the vision of the department? Because the vision is already there.
Mm-hmm.
So by adding what the honourable member is saying, we'll be amending the vision of the department. I don't know.
You can switch off.
I think that was the point that I wanted to make under the previous bullet. From the mandate for the committee, we must include it somewhere. We must really say that is the priority, that we need to make sure that we've got food security at a competitive price in South Africa.
if it's not under the vision of the department, then obviously we agreed previously also that it should be part of our committee's vision.
Now that will be included on the within the framework provided by the Constitutional Rules of National Assembly. Committee has defined its mandate as follows.
Yeah.
This is a page that has got introduction, but it's review. Now, with those bullet points there, you add another bullet point that talks very much to the issues of food security. One, two, three, four, five, six bullet points. Let me say it again.
Yes, you see, 1.2 in the department speaks to the vision. And number 2 speaks to the strategic priorities. Now, the strategic priorities, you can really equate to the mission, can't you? Isn't that what it means? So we can also work in something there if we need something additional.
You have confused me now, Mr. Tutu.
I said on the second page, we have the heading under last after the bullets. We have the heading 1.2, the department. That small paragraph speaks to the vision. But if there's something without changing the vision, we could fit it into the strategic priorities. And what I'm saying is that your strategic priorities are usually equated to your mission. You know, the vision and the mission, you know, it's always people get confused with it. I myself sometimes. What is the vision? What is the mission? But I would say that the strategic priorities is more closely to the mission, what we have to carry out. You carry out a mission, you know. Because where is the mission here?
That's the point I was raising earlier on. You want to respond quickly because I am saying we need to have the department with a headline there, sub-headline, vision. And that vision that is there in the department be taken out as is. If we have any comments make on that vision. Let's make those comments. If we did make any comments, we need to reflect those. And also have another sub-headline, mission. And take it as is. Because the strategic priorities for me are those that shall have been presented to us by the minister. We need also to enlist those. Because what we do have here are the programs. These are the priorities that the minister had presented to the president. We need to have them here. This is what we are also going to be benchmarking the work of the department over and above those programs. You wanted to clarify something?
Can I just say something?
Can you just?
Before she says it. I think what we are trying to achieve now is already under the committee's observations. If you turn to the second last page, it's not the second last one, it's one, two, the third last page, point six, it actually spells out the problem there that we have, that is the department is supposed to be guided by the agricultural sector plan. And the agricultural sector plan spells out all these things, the vision, the mission, and the prosperous and united agricultural sector as it is framed. And we are trying now to, because of the fact that it's not here in front, trying to, again, argue a lot of issues around it, but it's already brought to the fore in the conclusion document, arguments. So somewhere the department is confused, not ourselves, because of the fact that they are not aligned to what they have themselves agreed to with the whole of the sector, the businesses, the Black Farmers Agricultural Unions, the Commercial Agri South Africa, everybody was around the table. And it was renewed in 2007-8. So they've got a plan, but when the departments themselves go into their actions, then they forget about the plan and they don't coordinate or put in line what they've agreed to. And in this way, the backbone of that plan were economic competitiveness, transformation, and resource management. Those are the three elements that they should look after and that we as a agricultural sector should take forward. And that is the bottom line. It's so easy, it's so simple. If you look at it, then you can understand what the whole argument around vision, mission, and whatever the other issues might be. I just wanted to highlight it because we're arguing now a long time over the issues, but it is spelled out by the conclusions here. In the
Thank room. You. You are okay, Nokta?
Thank you, Chair. I'm okay. Thank you, Honorable Bofman. But I just wanted to highlight that it's just that the information is in a paragraph format.
Yeah.
But the vision is supposed to be catchy by nature, so it's a one sentence to strive for a united and prosperous sector. And then the mission of the department is to lead and support sustainable agriculture, forestry and fisheries, and to promote rural development. And under the mission, they list the activities that they will engage in. And those are listed as strategic priorities. We can also fix that. And food security is covered under those activities, under the mission of the department. Maybe the members just want will be making with action to put it nicely, the vision on its own and then the mission in a clearer format.
Yeah, I think that's what members have been saying. Okay, can we then move, member?
I'm on third page, number 3. The second part of that paragraph reads, the activities of the Fisheries Division will be reported on in the annual report of the Department of Water and Environmental Affairs. So, I just want to ask, remember what I said last time, in the last meeting, one of the previous meetings, where I said that we should get on par with where they are. You know, they're discussing the year report from the previous one. Now, what they're saying here, as I read it, is that they decide that they will report to us later, you know, to us, but and it will report on annual report of the Department of Water Affairs. Now, shouldn't we say there that we need to get on top of this?
Hey, Capital, can I help here? In Tuesday's meeting, from 9:30. To past 1:00. The committee only dealt with finances because the state of the finances was so bad that we could not proceed with the whole thing. So the that's why the statement yesterday is in yesterday's newspaper by the chairperson of the committee. So the issue of environment, climate, weather and fisheries will still come to the committee for discussions. Because the committee felt the first thing to be attended to is for the committee to summon the minister to the portfolio committee, for the minister to come and explain some of the issues that they didn't, expenditure that was not accepted, right? What you useful, wasteful expenditure because they cannot account for. So we still have chance, Honorable Detroit, to go and sit. Ours is to wait, is for the chairperson to interact with the chairperson of that committee when she comes back, agree on the date for us to go and participate.
But let's also agree, the members, that
insofar as the proclamation is concerned, it is literally up until end of March.
Yes.
And effectively for us as this committee to do any oversight work, it was beginning of April of a year called 2010. So, in other words, we did not do any oversight work on the fisheries part in the 2009-2010 year that ended March.
Thank you, Chairperson. You see what the member says now is shocking to me, because they are now under our supervision, basically. And they are actually doing what they want. Now, I've got some people sent me some clippings. You know that they are planning to send four people to Paris for 1 week for 200,000 rand.
Yeah.
Then another person is going to Alaska. Then some people are now going to Hobart for 1 month. You know where Hobart is in Tasmania. Now, it's an expensive trip. Now, in the meantime, DEA's people and DAF's people, they've now been split up, and everybody wanted those trips. Now, they would have gone to these trips because if they were still under DEA. But now they say, no, that's what I can read from the papers, is that they say, no, DEA has got to go, and DAF has got to go, but it can only be in one sphere, you see. So now
what I want us to do, members, is to focus our work on what is expected of us. Now, you are dealing with the current. Now, we're dealing here with the 2009-2010 that ends in March. That's what I would want us to do, insofar as this report is concerned. Now, we still have time because the matters are still ongoing. But insofar as the actual report is concerned, annual report, we are not going to have much to say.
No.
Granted. However, we are taking over those types of challenges for current going forward. So that's where I want us to draw the line.
Okay, can I just make
a comment? Can I ask then, in one of our action plans that we need to indulge in the future, is that we also get a briefing on last year's report from the Department of Fisheries and Forestry, as forestry as well, so that we can be informed of what has happened and what has happened, so that we can start from that point on. It need not be now discussed, but we can just maybe in the end, under our recommendations, say that this is one of the issues.
We did agree on that in our last engagement, if you remember.
Chairperson, what Honorable De Toit is raising, that's why some of us want the minister to be here. Because the statement that he's talking about, I saw the statement, and it's not a nice statement. The way the Mayekis and the rest put the whole thing, they are the ones who went, who are going abroad. To say, Chairperson, for future, we need to be clarified whether the group that is going abroad is the group that is in the Department of Agriculture, or the group is in the DEA?
Yes.
That's what we need to be clarified
and for
on. Yes, Chairperson.
Okay.
I agree with him, but not for now.
Yeah.
Thank you. Members, can we go through the page that starts with analysis of the Department's 2009-2010 Strategic and Operational Plan? Bishop Toro, you had an issue? Thank you. Any issues?
Can I just make a point? I don't see it there. The partners reported the following achievements, and I think if you look in their own report on budgetary constraints, they say the departmental budget No, I'm reading from this other document.
The very last sentence.
Yeah, the very last sentence, and then there's some bullets where they say the vacancy decreased by 17%. But the point that I want to make is that they, in their own report, says that they had a budget cut of 7.2%. Has resulted in the department not being able to fill all its vacancies. So there's an issue that we will have to address here, to say that because of the fact that they haven't had enough sufficient budget, they are cutting now their vacancies. So they're reporting vacancies to us, but the reason for it partly is that they have had a cut in budget. Now the question is, why was there a cut in budget? And if there is not a specific reason for it, we must increase the budget in future. That will be one of our action steps that we need to take note of. Otherwise, the situation will continue.
Because it raises a contradiction.
Yeah.
On one hand, we are saying, and they say as well, that we must increase the budget and so on. On the other hand, they themselves are finding this situation. I think this also speaks very much to, you know, financial management within the department. So that's what this, you know.
I don't think it's a contradiction. Unless you understand it, let's understand it. They report a decrease in vacancy rate from 17 to 14.8%. But on top of it, they are still there's still a vacancy rate of 14.8%, and they say that the departmental budget cut of 7.2% is the result is the reason for it. So you see what I'm getting at?
Not understand each other.
Yeah, it's So what we need to say, if they want to fill all their vacancies, then obviously they need a bigger budget.
This is what we ask.
Under expenditure review, there's 35 million.
What page is that on?
I haven't marked one.
Why don't you go in accordance?
No, I want to bring my what you are. It's based on what you are saying, discussing.
Okay.
To say if they and spend 16.8 million. That's the budget that was unspent.
Yeah.
Why this statement that you were discussing about of vacancy rate decrease, where they said the budget was cut by 7.2% because of resources. Meanwhile, they are unspent resources.
Okay, there is.
Yeah,
the point is valid now. Did it come to it?
Yeah. Jim, maybe
this explanation. In the spending of the budget.
Speak to that little thing, please.
Cool. In the spending of the budget is divided, it's cut up in pieces, and allocated to certain departments or certain portfolios or whatever you call it. Actually, they call it programs. And obviously, if they say that their program for human resource management is cut by 7.2%, then and they're spending and they've spent all the money, there might be still surpluses somewhere else. You understand what I mean? So I think the point that the Honourable Member is trying to make is that although there was a surplus, it was a small surplus because they spent about 99% of their budget, it could possibly not have been allocated to resource management. So we will have to then, in their own division of the budget, make a little bit more allocation make more allocation to resource management in the end to also fill the vacancies. But I think in the bottom line is that they apparently need more allocation, more budgetary allocations to fill the vacancies.
You are reminding me Dr. Bosman about another matter, which we do talk about. Well, when you go through a process of, you know, financial management or the financial performance review, the new rules within the AG's office are that you equally have to measure your performance. Not only your performance in terms of finance, unqualified performance and report and so on, but equally whether you have had any qualified or unqualified performance reporting. So that 99% can be seriously meaningful, meaningless rather, if you had to look at performance in terms of, you know, those, what you call. Now, that's another area that I'm not too sure whether we are covering here. Okay, I think Ashwin is talking about observation by the committee. That area where we will have to look into that part.
No, that is definitely we can.
Yeah, let's just have it at the back of our mind. Okay. Point three, or rather, yeah, three. Now we find that we are confirming the point that there are those.
Before we go to point three, on the program, are we on the point two or where are we now?
We are on three, page that has got strategic objectives on top. And then, unless we are done with it, and then we'll go to point two.
Yeah,
in the middle. Are we fine with that?
Yeah.
Okay. You've captured the point, though it is not so much expressed, Ashwin, whilst there are those, you know, vacancy rates being lowered. But you also have the point raised by Mama Buza, but of course, Dr. Bosman is of the view that those under expenditures could be so meaningless that they may not necessarily have anything to do with the human resource. They could be spread out there. But let's equally raise that, you know, small red, not red, but small flag on that under expenditure, which is insignificant, of course, but still, 15 million can make a difference. Okay, page with a program number two there in the middle.
Can I? Yes, Chair, I would just like to, in the third, if we read the sentence, the program seeks to promote agricultural productivity, profitability, goes on, and water and genetic resources and infrastructure development to ensure household food security, but I would like to see also national. I think we should include the national and household food security.
Yes.
That's under program two,
program two,
page four, the first paragraph, before the key measurable objectives, just to put, because I mean national is obviously left out there because that is one of our production goals, is to have national and household food security.
This program, not programs. So just your point being?
My point being, in the last, the second, the last line, if you can read it with me, it says genetic resources and infrastructure development to ensure, it, as at the moment as it says household food security, but it must be national and household food security. Because we're not only producing for household food security, but also for national food security.
I think we should maybe also add to that sentence increasing export opportunities, or, you know, production that can be exported, because national and household food security is just for local consumption, and they have a department or two specifically targeting, you know, our export market, like the marketing people in the ARC. So they're missing out here on one of their key focus.
Are we fine with that?
Yeah.
Increased marketing opportunities.
Yeah.
Under trade.
Yes.
Thank you.
Any more
to raise on that program too? We'll literally be going out in accordance with program rather than pages.
Yeah, what I want to ask on the following page, page 5, I think it is bullet 1, 2.
Are we on program 2 still?
Yeah.
Which
page
section?
The bullets, yeah. On page 5, the 1, 2, 3, 4, fourth bullet on food banks. I want to ask if the provision of meals, I didn't know it was actually a responsibility of the Department of Agriculture. Is it not a social support service that must be rolled out by another department? Are we giving these food banks from the Department of Agriculture?
Four bullet points on top. There's this Harib thing and all MOUs on top of production and resource management.
We are on program 2. Any
are we done with program 1, Chairperson?
Administration?
Yes, Chairperson. After vacancy rate, there's all national microorganism of the state. We did not.
Do you have any specific issue, Mama, on program 1, 2?
I just want to check, Chairperson, the resource allocated to forest and fisheries. Is the problem that was there solved? Because if I don't, subject to correction, Chairperson, my understanding was that the resources from the Department of Fisheries will be given to the Department of Agriculture in batches. To say this term, they will give them part of the budget that they have got for fisheries. The next term, I don't know how to put it, they will get the second batch. And that was my understanding, that they were not given the whole resources that has to do with fisheries and forests. I'm not sure, subject to correction, Chairperson.
The matter, Mama, you're raising talks more to fisheries.
Mm.
Especially there's a program there called Social Relief, over and above others. That talks transit.
Yeah.
Upon which, you know, they get, I think they've got about altogether 208 million. That's what was quoted. But those are literally being split over a period of time. But there are serious issues of negotiation that are going on within the two departments about those programs, to a point where the briefing that we're getting was suggesting that it is not practical for DAF to continue, because they had promised people to, through that social relief, some of the boats, you know, have been taken away and people, you know, are now struggling and so on and so forth. But department DAF is not able to live up to those expectations. Yet, you have that problem wherein there is an agreement that has been entered into between DIA and DAF. on having to allocate in accordance with the tranches, not to give all together what is due to them. If I am not mistaken, Mama, you're talking about that.
Yeah.
Which is the point raised on that bullet point there, number three. Bullet point number two, in fact, there on top. Other outstanding matters relating to the transfer of functions are currently managed through agreed upon memorandum of understanding between DAF and DIA and. Mr. Dito?
Peterson, well, I can just say that we all recognize that this understanding or this matter of understanding is a. Put it is really, there's a lot of holes in it, a lot of water falling through that. So that thing is a mess. Could I just go one step back? Could I suggest something we can do in this committee that will really make us stand out as a professional way of presenting our reports? I think we should, we've now decided we must number our pages. I think we should also number our paragraphs and our bullets. You could have the option, a bullet or a number. I think the number is better. We can, for us to refer and for the secretary to refer is much easier. Even if we want to correspond on email, I can just say, Lulu, look at, Sir Chairman, look at that point on that report, and then we can immediately engage on it, you know, without a long story or scanning it. So that's one thing. I wouldn't go as far as to say that we can go the legal way where they have lines, numbers. You know, every fifth line is numbered on larger pages. We could do it if we have to. But I think that will really make it easier for all of us and for public consumption, and will look very professional. And it's not going to be taking much more time. It's actually going to save time. So that's the one thing I want to say. And then if I could just jump, I don't know if we're so far, but it is with this program. Second last bullet is on page 5.
Okay, can we just conclude that program 1, by way of agreeing that we need some bit of detail in terms of numbers on those areas, especially that understanding between the two. Because the numbers were quoted, I think 208 million rand and trench by trench being this, not, I think 97 or so million rand, if my memory serves me well. I think those are the kinds of issues that, Mama, you are referring to.
Yes, and on the bullet number 3, the aquaculture center in Harib. Can I be clarified, Asia?
Harib.
Is it a national initiative or is it a provincial initiative? Well, Captain, I'm told the eggs in my pigeon room told me that this is a provincial, I thought that's a correction, please. So say, is it a provincial or a national initiative? Can you be clarified on the second one? Because the report on this habit China thing, I first saw it in the annual report. Is it our, I don't know how to put it, I'm just...
Yeah. No,
you're
right.
Yeah.
Maybe this distinction, also, even if it is a provincial initiative, the national department is still overseeing the provinces. So, Mama Mabuza, the national department should still be in control of it, because, I mean, the provincial government must also report to national. Otherwise, what is going to happen if China stops their agreement? Are they going to, you know, who's going to foot the bill then?
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Dutre?
Yes. In conclusion to those affairs, I think we have had a report that indicates that a lot of the money that is in DEA for these functions have been transferred are not coming through. So we need that detail beforehand. Otherwise, we're going to have a big problem in March. And also, I think since we are overseeing this, I would really like to see what stands in that memorandum of understanding. You know, they might be having a very, very misunderstanding pending. So I think we can apply a mind to that. Okay, that's just my final say on program one. Then we've touched on program two already. Now, if I would go to page five, it's the one, two, it's the second last bullet on that top end of last part of page of program two.
Maybe that's just in conclusion on that program one. If we could also get a copy or copies of those MOUs for us to have sight on, so that we get to know what the issues are ourselves.
On the second achievement of 40 beeves and 40 goats from us.
Where are you now?
On the very same page.
Under
production.
That is at the bottom.
Okay, sorry. Let's just conclude. You started on that same program.
Yes, but my group is later.
Oh, okay.
The 40 beeves and 40 goats.
Hey, can you speak to the mic, Mama?
I'm sorry. The 40 beef and 40 goats farmers were supported as new entrants in the animal improvement scheme. Chairperson, I don't remember. Can we get a briefing on this? Chairperson, because you still remember when Honorable Salam raised the issue of cattle to say the department, the minister, Quinty, and the Department of Agriculture, they are both buying beef cattle and all that. Can we get a clarification here on this very?
If the number is so small, it would also be very easy to say where exactly. 40, you can count 40. You want to, do you have any specific? No. Okay, so that's one of the areas that we have a definite interest in, about the specifics of this.
Okay.
Are we okay with that page, with program two? And also with forum 2 as a whole?
To get to my second last bullet of program 2, it says that the land farms were inspected and so many hectares were found to be under-sustainable. I think the word is non-sustainable.
I think we must understand it. What it says here is under sustainable natural resource management practices. So it is sustainably managed.
Oh, okay.
It's not unsustainable.
Honorable Detroit is too fast. I got the goal sentence by sentence. You see? Because when you go bullet by bullet, you will be able to comply.
Okay.
Development and distribution manuals for dairy farming, goats, milk production, rural fresh water, aquaculture, and all that, Chairperson. Yesterday in the water committee, I asked one member whether failed fire care is with us or it's with...
Crop fires, yeah.
Failed fire, is it with us or Department of Water Affairs?
Water Affairs.
Okay. Thank you.
As far as I know.
Is that because they killed the fire with water?
No, I think it might be under water affairs or environmental affairs, because it's actually an environmental function.
Yeah.
But it is mainly also used in the forestry sector. So all the sectors use it in agriculture as well, but I think maybe we should make sure, because I was always under the impression that... working for fire, is that not one of the Environmental Affairs Department's actions, activities? Or water affairs? Yeah.
Maybe to be more proactive on the matter, rather than digging on the questions and the answers will be more instructive, because the issue at hand here, whether it is here or there, it affects our culture. Now, of importance should be and must be about the need to draw the attention of the department to what is always referred to as intergovernmental, intergovernmental framework. But it really talks more to cooperative governance. So that's the essence of the point. Rather than, you know, digging on the answers, we provide them with a direction about a need for the department to engage with other departments that have also relevance to, you know, the destruction of agriculture products through fire fires, among others. And those departments could be mentioned, you know, environment and water, the same under one department.
Chairperson, here on the four food banks that are mentioned here, Menier, I want you to assist. Yeah, on the four banks, Chairperson, that have been launched in Cape Town, are these food banks or food reserves? Because there's a difference between food bank and food reserve, Chairperson. And we need to be clarified on that. Because when listening to Dr. Mahashani the other day, to me it looked as if she was talking about food reserve and not food bank.
Yeah.
Because Dr. Bosman, I think you can clarify to us what are food reserves and food banks.
Yeah, now I also mentioned it now because I was a little bit ahead of the honourable member, but I'm also worried about the situation. What this food banks mean, it's not a food reserve. A food reserve is when the government has an extra surplus of food which it reserves for the following year. And we haven't got that strategy anymore. Our government has not got a food reserve strategy. But this food banks, and I'm worried about the food banks because it is actually meals that are provided to people. And it says that it provided about 84,000 individuals per day. Now, my question just now to you was, is this not a social function? Since when are we also providing meals in the Department of Agriculture? It must be the Department of Social Affairs that must see to this.
Can I make a now my understanding is that with the tons, the maize tons, my understanding will be, Dr. Subject to correction, Dr. Bosman, is for government to go out to these people who own the silos to say, can we hire these silos for us to store this meal for any emergency? So government is not telling us about silos that they have got or silos that they have hired to secure food for the country.
Mm.
They only talk about, you know, that's why I want to be clarified on that.
Yeah. Now, as I said, it is definitely, we haven't got a food security strategy and a carryover strategy at all for Mason. You're right, the silos are privately owned, and we, even the farmers, if we put our meals in there, then we've got to pay rent for it.
Chairperson, see this, we must not underestimate this maize story, because if people stop producing it, I worked for a company that supplied at that time 60% of all chicken in South Africa, and they are the largest consumers of maize, yellow maize. Now we know that chicken, like fish, is a relatively good, relatively cheaper option to other protein forms like red meat. We know that. But if there comes a problem in the maize production or the maize availability, then chicken will suffer. Never mind the rounding off, the fetting off of cattle and emergency protein. It's easier to store it, and if your sheep is a drought, you can give it, you can throw it on the ground and they just pick it up, you know. It's easy, but the chicken industry is very dependent on this, and our people are dependent on chicken to eat as a meat source. So we must not underestimate this, because the largest consumer of yellow maize or maize in South Africa is the chicken industry. And they can't change the chickens. Are so finicky, you know. They slaughter them at 42 days. It's profitable. After that, well, it's maybe cheaper now. 35 now, yeah. In those days it was 42 days. So if there's any change in the dietary strategy of composition of the chicken, if that's a change, then the whole profitability thing changes, and it's a serious situation. So we must not underestimate this maize thing, and it ties in with what you say now on the reserves.
What do we say as a committee?
Yeah, I think let me just inform you further. There is a biofuel strategy being formulated again. Maybe you can remember a couple of years ago, there was an investigation into the biofuel industry. Because of the fact that we have now proof that the farmers can produce a surplus of maize constantly, and that was the requirement at that time. There's now a new discussion taking place on opening up or looking again at the national biofuel strategy, so to include maize as a feeding product. And there is an intergovernmental committee working on it at the moment, and I believe that they're having a hearing on the 17th of November. So there are actions taken as far as that is concerned, just for the information. But what we maybe from our side should propose is to say that we must ask the minister or the department to again look into a national reserve strategy to maintain food security in the future. I think that is the only way, because at the moment, government is not a buyer of any food products. They don't carry it. They don't trade it. Since the boards have been abolished, there's no governmental department that does that to stabilize the food security for the country. And if it is necessary, we can maybe have another investigation into it, because we cannot prescribe, but we will probably can ask for an investigation into a food security strategy.
Dr. Bosman, can I challenge not undermining what you're saying? I've got a problem with this biofuel issue, because there's no businessman who can go for less money than too much money. Once we say let's allow farmers to start making biofuel, it's a lot of money, and they will get a lot of money out of that than selling maize to my grandmother. That's how
your perception is wrong. It is, unfortunately, the maize is not a very good feeding product for biofuel production, for ethanol production, not the oil side of it, the biodiesel one. The sugarcane is actually cheaper to produce, and I've got a factory myself, ethanol factory. The cost to produce ethanol from maize is more expensive than the fuel is at the moment. So what they need to have a strategy is for the government to do two things. They will have to compel the fuel companies to have a mix-in. Secondly, they will have to abolish all the taxes on it to make it cost-effective to produce ethanol. And then thirdly, all the other countries in the world subsidize the construction of the plants, because the plants are very, very expensive. They cost in South Africa, they would cost from anything from 100 million to 300 million to have a small plant. And that is left for the private sector. And no private sector guy will go into this business of ethanol production if it's not a sustainable and a profitable business. And at the moment, it is very dicey.
Oh, you wanted to say something?
Yeah, just sorry, there's also a hand there.
Okay. We can
start
on and then...
Yeah, I just wanted to get some perspective here on this grain stories.
I'm educated. I accepted it.
Yeah. It's just that, you know, the the big countries like America, Germany, Russia, China, all the big countries that are producers, they will never let themselves to be at the mercy of another one. America will never let themselves open to import from Russia, even if they are friends now, or China, even if they are trading partners. It is strategic, it's like a big stick. A lot of the strong countries in this world will never, ever allow that. They will subsidize and they will keep their farmers on the land specifically to not to be blackmailed by any other country, even subtly, you know, not even have the possibility of a subtle blackmail. They will never allow it. Now, they will be very glad to sell to us at any time when we are underproducing or we cannot produce at a profit, or whether if we go through a dip and we don't have maize for the chicken or maize for the people or whatever, or wheat, they will be gladly selling it to us, of course, but they will make the money out of it and we will not, and our agriculture will be dependent on them. So that is I think we are at the moment lacking a strategy in South Africa to counter those possibilities.
Chairperson, I just find out food security. I just find out how, for what, because I don't understand it for food security. We are saying food security, people who steal our product in South Africa, or what? I just clarity to understand about that.
I can clarify. What is actually, there are two issues to food security. First of all, is the availability of food. Now, the availability of food, you must make sure that you can produce and that we have policies in place to have sufficient food to for the people to eat, because it's about the nourishment and the feeding for people, because I haven't got the figures now, but millions of people in the world is undernourished and they're underfed. There's just not enough food for them. The second thing is that food should be available at a price that people can afford it. So there can be availability, but then people cannot afford it and they're still in food insecure. And that is another issue. And that is why government has to also look at the poor people. Although government will have to make sure that we are in a position to produce the food, once that level of price is of that food is too high for these people, then governments will have another responsibility, is to give grants or give other subsidies or whatever the case may be to have food security for the private people. That is actually what it means. Now, in the grain sector, it's only white maize that is really the staple food, and that is the smaller part of the production process. And what the producers out there can do is that they can make sure that there's enough white maize and then produce the rest for the industry. Because the industry takes up for feeding lots, for feeding cattle, for feeding chickens, for any other requirement that there is. So that is a diverse situation as it is at the moment.
Thank you.
Thank you very much to try to answer me, because as I say, I'm a new person on this committee. You know, Chairperson, I'm in the Defence Force and the Portfolio Committee, and then we visit other posts, Messina, and this site, Command Fort, and Waziristan. You know, our product in South Africa is just flowing out in South Africa. You know, they cut all the fence, and the product, all those things we are talking about, easy to go out in South Africa. Now, I was thinking...
You mean food?
Sorry? Yes. That's why all along they were army in the border post. From there they were police. So people got cabbage and all those things, easy to load. Something wrong, Catherine, since she's talking with you.
finish up, Comrade John.
Yes. That's why I'm saying, Chairperson, I was thinking when we were talking about food security, my mind, I was thinking maybe those kind of things, but because some people that just take your food outside in South Africa, so it's easy. And then, but I left something to you.
Maybe it's a short thing. South Africa is a net exporter, so we export more food than what we import. So we've got actually an excess of food supply in South Africa, and it's a foreign earner. So people are taking food out of the country, and we are sending on and selling also out of the country.
Okay.
Thank you, Dr. Bosman. I think it has a good workshop for. To
a point where I was saying to myself as I'm sitting here, you know, part of our oversight, well, it would be quite interesting if we are told that we have a food bank here. We go and pay a visit to that, bank and see for ourselves and even engage, you know, some of the pertinent questions that we are talking about. Whether here we're talking about reserves, in real terms, or we're talking about a bank, we kind of engage on those kinds of pertinent questions. Maybe that is one of the other areas that we might wish to engage with the department on.
Chairperson, but for now, Chairperson, do we leave this statement as it is? Because we're not sure whether they are reserves or banks. That's the problem that I'm having, Chairperson, because we might send a wrong message to say we are having banks. It's like a post office and a real bank, F&F, a bank. These are two different things.
Well, in the annual report, it's written the food bank.
Maybe Chair, the bank side of it is the name of it, to call it a food bank is not really correct. It must probably be a food or a meal supply store, whatever the case is, bank. But it sounds like Mambuza is thinking it's something that is kept there. It's not kept there. It's supplied to people.
So that's why I was saying it would be quite prudent on our side if we go there. But as we speak now, in the annual report, it's written food banks operating in those three areas. Johannesburg, Durban, and Port Elizabeth.
Four places.
Four places, yeah. And okay.
Where is undertaken seed diversity to educate rural communities. If maybe you could be specific here, which rural communities are there? Or which provinces? Were educated about this? I don't know.
That's a fair question. Or fair comment. Program 3, if we are done with the two. I think also we are mentioning a point which we did mention earlier on about food,
on this very issue.
Food security, food reserve strategy, and food security strategy.
Jefferson, I don't know whether they are referring to, like I once mentioned, the seeds that they went, for instance, they went to Muyeshe, and there were seeds piled and vegetables and all that. And after addressing the seeds that were there were distributed, the oranges were distributed, tomatoes. Are they referring to this? I just want to be clarified on that, Chairperson, because we might be questioning what has been done.
Mm-hmm. You know, when I got a call as well from Rampeti's department or division about the trees, maybe for the benefit of other members, I asked her to get somebody two or three two areas to come and do a workshop about those trees that are being going to be distributed. They are coming to my constituency next week on Monday, and then I've asked her to provide me those, you know, people. Whether the areas where these trees are going to be planted suitable, where the fruit trees must be planted, and the care. Now, making reference to the seeds, whether they would have been suitable here or there, and also that, you know, engagement with the communities being so important, so that you have a sustainable activity going forward.
Just an explanation, I think, Ted, what this means. This Sea Diversity Fair is actually an exhibition that the department takes out to the people, and it's an educational activity where they get people around an exhibition of all sorts of plants and tell them what the uses of it are, because some of them indigenous plants have medicinal uses and other food uses. And I think I don't know if they are giving out some seeds at that place, because the question was if they offload the seed there. Normally they don't offload the seed there. They can't possibly have small quantities of seeds available if people want to buy or get it, and they probably will distribute it. But this is actually more an education, skills sort of training situation where they show them what it looks like, how it's treated, and what can they use it for.
My suspicion here, members, is that whilst we are supposed to be doing an oversight on the department, I have a strong feeling that it feels like you are having your food and agriculture organization doing its work, being in Rome. Because you are not going to be, you are not feeling what is it that the department is doing here ourselves. And I feel that if it's some organization out there in Italy that is doing work out there, and you being in South Africa. Now, we're asking these questions, for instance, where was this fair? And again, you know, we live in the same country here. But these things are happening literally way above our heads. And if you go through a number of these activities on these programs, that's how I feel. I don't know how others. I'm saying to myself, literally asking myself a question as I'm sitting here, which one program can I safely say I can touch and feel that the department has been engaged in? Touch and feel. That's why I'm making that a very, you know, awkward, you know, supposition. This organization is out there in some foreign land, and yet we are living here, all of us, in the same country, and these activities, and hence I'm saying, value for money for me is what is critical. 99% of budget usage, I have no problem. Unqualified report, I have no problem. But where are these things happening?
I think you're quite right, because, I mean, the perception is out there that the national department is not really involved in it. But one must keep in mind that they've got 9 provincial departments that is actually on the ground, and they are delivering. And I'll tell you something, they are not really delivering. I say they're supposed to deliver. But most of, and the ones that I have been working with on the ground, it's shocking. There's really very little going on. Very little going on. And interaction with the people on the ground is very, very poor. The only people that are really working and are on the ground is the extension officers. And that is, they are actually the footprint of the national department, right through the provincial departments. And if you look at
even themselves, I mean, your extension officers.
That's the point that I want to make here. Even themselves are not really performing. I mean, the reason why the whole agricultural sector is an emerging sector is falling to pieces is because of the footprint of the department not being there. That is the reality. They talk of this undertake sea diversity fairs. I wonder how many have they undertaken. Possibly one or two in the country.
Amma?
Captain, you still remember, I want to give a very clear example. You still remember you deprived me to accompany the minister to mediation. I won't forget that day. Captain, when we arrived at the mediation, what I saw was this heap of seeds, oranges, tomatoes, whatever. The carrot I spoke about, the beetroot I spoke about. From there, we were taken to a family where we're going to be shown around a small garden made of a fence, and it goes up like a round tin. That was the only a project that was in a family, one round project like this bottle of this size, where you put a circular one like a drum of oil. Made of four pillars, a steel pillars, with a sort of a fence around it. There's stones, sand, soil, ash, soil, ash, until. And then in this round thing, Chairperson, they plant maybe a tomato at a size, beetroot or carrot, whatever. That was a two secular gardens that I saw with all the expenses from Cape Town to Muyeshe in Limpopo, Chairperson. Those are the things that they're talking about today, the way God got this project, and Chairperson, it's happening.
Okay, members, I think that you're making the point, Eshim, on this issue. Are we done with program 10? Bishop Tony?
Agriculture support training. This program aims to manage and coordinate control, education and training, agriculture research and extension training, as well as to manage agriculture and disaster management, more PDPEE, and provide
settlement support to...
Is your mic on?
No.
Your mic.
Oh, sorry. I must start again. Right. But my question, Chairperson, on this is just coordinate central education and training agriculture. And last line, support to... managing farmers. You know, I'm not sure the question I'm going to ask is the right question on this meeting, but you'll help me. As I say, I don't have experience of in the agriculture. You know, I saw day before yesterday night, I was looking at the TV there in my province there. Okay. So, that's right, yes. I saw lady there and the farmers. And they took about 8 million, if I'm not mistaken. And they use that money. But from there they are talking about tractor and all those things are broken and all those things. And the money to come back. And they don't even know what they must do to repair those tractors. Now, I don't understand. This thing, they help those people, as they say, education and training and support. Support to farmers. I don't know, because if you look, if I was looking and listen, you know, I was confused because that's 8 million rand. And they said to come back, it's not easy. Now, I just find out who can clarify maybe to this thing that the training and support them and so on and so on. Because if well, as an individual, maybe somebody can say I'm right or wrong, but, you know, it's very difficult if myself as a Tolu to say take 8 million
take 20 hectares or 40 hectares to do it. It's not easy. It's good for a person who has knowledge. If you can give me spanners and all those tools to repair your engine, I'll do it now. But some other things, very difficult to me. Now, just find out, Chairperson, those kind of people I'm talking about, I saw in the TV. They were training and educating them to help them or what? Who's responsible? Who is not responsible to help those people?
Chairperson, can I respond to that? Chairperson, what happened? There were a group of people in Limpopo who were given farms and equipment. Everything was in that farm. What happened right now? The farm is no longer working. Everything is need to be repaired, or they need to buy new equipment. So what the department was saying was that they need to contribute 50-50%. The farmers need to contribute 50%, and government also need to contribute 50% for the repair or for the buying of the new equipment in the farms. And to say they need maybe to look into new people who can be sort of mentoring or whatever, but the thing, Dr. Bosman, it's not about mentoring. It's about laziness. People are lazy. They don't want to work in the farms. So that was raised publicly, and the MEC said they need to contribute 50% of the money, and the government will also contribute 50% of the money for the repairs or buying of new tractors.
You ask if we finished with program 3. I've just got a small short comment on the last paragraph on program 3. It starts at the previous page 6, and goes on to 7, just before program 4. And if I could just take out a couple of words here, there's one: it is not clear why something is different. Then you go on and say, lack of funds, great concern, more failed project, should have prioritized. These are the words that they use in these reports. But now, I would say, you know, if I'm the managing director, which is the minister basically is, if I was the managing director of a company and somebody brings this to me, I'd say, so what? So what? Tell me now, what have you done about it? Don't tell me what more failed projects should have done. You're the manager of this department or this business. Tell me what's going on. You're wasting my shareholders' money. So what I would suggest, Chairperson, is that if they make these kind of statements, they should go into some detail. What are they doing about it? I mean, if the public reads it and say, what has the PC done about it? What have we done about it? You know, so really these people are, you know, they leaving us in the lurch.
Jeff, can I make a small comment also on it? I think what the point that was made by the honourable member about the extension of services, we can sum it up by just saying it is absolutely inadequate. The people that are on the ground haven't got the experience to help these people to do the right things on the ground. That is why the reason against, am I saying, that these farmers are failing. Because there's no support from their side. There's no technical support. There are no... Okay, financial, I don't even want to talk of. But coming back to the issue about that situation that has happened, that they are shown over the television, that happens all over the country. People are getting... They go there with loads of seed and tractors, and they offload it. And next year when they come around, those things are completely dismantled. Some of them are standing there without tires on them anymore. I saw a bucket on that insert without any tires or wheels on it. It's got no wheels on it. So it is a disaster, really. And then I say here,
that they are training them, and they are doing, I don't know, what else are they doing? They have given us a whole list of issues that they are doing. But I'm questioning these things, because I am quite sure that they are not in place. For instance, the agri-bee sector, because I pointed it out in the beginning to when they reported on it. There's no sector bee code at the moment in the process of being gazetted. That's absolute rubbish. They haven't even really started negotiating for the Sector 9 code. They've actually gone through to appoint somebody to investigate the situation on the ground of what is turnovers, what is people capable of doing. Now they're coming back and they're saying that they are going to be gazetted. There's no agreement on it. The same with the disaster relief. 4,000 targeted farmers received assistance with the disaster relief. So we can really go on, but the point is that I want to make. This section is unsatisfactory. I mean, we cannot live with agricultural support services and say it is okay when everything is falling down. And the Department of Rural Development agrees, and the Minister stressed it in Parliament, that 90% of these farms have failed. They failed because of this department not working.
For me, it's pre and post settlement support. Doesn't help to get anything and everything and only start thinking about support after the fact, after having delivered. Preparing those funds, asking hard questions, whether do they know what they are getting themselves into, whether do they really have the passion of what they want to get into, whether do they understand that what they are getting into is business. And also there is a bigger picture here of food security that they are going to be contributing towards. For me, these are the kinds of hard questions. I don't think they are being engaged. Because if we did have any such questions, asking some of these people who get themselves into these businesses, I don't think we would have been in this kind of situation. And I ask myself a question. What is our role as Parliament when it comes to looking at a situation that is totally not working in any department? You get the same report time and again,
yeah.
Cut and paste, same report, and you are told, you know, there is going to be this, there is this plan, there is this dream, there is this plan, there is this dream. I think it is high time that we really begin to ask that question. What is our role as Parliament when we see that this department is not getting anywhere? Mm-hmm. Baba,
talk. 100% agree.
You are right, 100% agree. You know, 339 clients matching farmers and rural entrepreneurs receive financial support amount to 19.7 million. I'm saying, brother, you know, some people, I'm not saying it's wrong, some that say in town, some in township. I'm saying rural. Which rural area received this 19.7 million? Which rural area? You know, I think it's very important also look in black and white. But at the same time, the point raised from Shepherdson, we must also look into. Because some of us, 100 or 200%, I'm in the rural area where my wife are. Now, which rural area received 19.7 million? Which rural area? And then I think also it's very important to explain which rural, not just support amount of to 19.7 million, just rural, which place? which rural area. I think also they must explain. Some of us, we not even one day to see, they say there's a one-point interval. So far I know, before 1994, in rural area, there was a place where people, they were farming, small farming. The government was helping the people there. They were helping. Now, nobody farming. Now, you know, the road days, people, they were helping. Where I came from, a practice here is a farming there, and there's cocooning outside, and so on, so on, and some other places. But these days, no more. And if you look, people, they are just looking pension, this avatar-like pension to get money there. Now, which means the chairperson, I agree with you. That is very important. Sometimes we must also follow to understand, not just look and 19.7 million. We are just agreeing because we know corruption is too high in South Africa. We know that if we can just look there, one day we are going to have a problem. I agree with you. We must also stand up and go to make sure this thing we are talking about. Thanks very much,
Mama.
Chairperson, can we, on the 10 financial institutions, Chairperson, we need to be honest. There are 8 financial institutions that are in working right now, according to their report. The 2 remaining, we can't justify that there are 10. Meanwhile, in their financial statement, they said the 2 are still awaiting final approval. Why do we emphasize 10? Meanwhile, 2 are still waiting until final approval, Chairperson.
I also wanted to, the point you made is made. Eh? However, in the same annual report, the department also reported that 8 of these financial are accredited and 2 are awaiting final approval. So in other words, they have been...
10 into 8. For now, it's 8. In this financial year,
it's 8. Okay, let us correct that. Yeah. If 8, then there's 2 awaiting.
Yeah.
One other issue that we kept harping on remains a big question that relates to pumping grant funding to smallholder farms that remain small forever. I think as part of our recommendation, we need to, as we speak to this support, it must be support that is measured, such that at the end of the day, it must produce results that talk mainstreaming of that smallholder.
Maybe just for your information, sir, this is another discrepancy between us and the Department of Rural Development. They are categorizing 4 categories, I think, or more, of farmers. The one is actually just a garden farmer, and then a small-scale farmer, then an emerging farmer, and then a large-scale commercial farmer. So I can't understand the way they see it, if people are going to stay in that specific position, like a small-scale farmer that cannot support himself with the farming activity, needs to have another extra income from a job opportunity. But our vision is really to upgrade those people so that they can become independent. I don't know if that is a different strategy from this.
Okay, I think the issues, there are 2 raised there. Alignment of definitions of categories of, what do you call it?
Farm, it's not
realist,
it's actually categorizing farm activities.
Farming activities.
Yeah.
And then at the same time, the issue about a need to benchmark for growth sake and for mainstreaming sake, any such support against progress that must be made over a set period of time. Because it really becomes a problem that remains forever there. Mm. That you continue supporting either through grant, which in this instance you're talking about, you know, your comprehensive agriculture support program. Okay.
Is the Department of Agriculture the one that disposed land, or which department did dispose land?
Department of Development and Land Reform.
So the statement here that says 2732.1244 hectares of land was disposed by who? Which department?
I think two departments can own land. The Department of Public Works own land. Actually, the most they own the most land. But also the Department of Land Affairs, the previous Department of Agriculture and Land Affairs, they have a strategy to acquire land ahead of before they dispose of it to emerging farmers. But that's not our department. Definitely not our department. Other than that, if you should just take note of it, that they just put it in here for us to take note of it, because what happens once it's transferred to the emerging farmer or to a farmer, then the Department of Agricultural Responsibility starts to oversee the production action on that farm. Okay.
I'm itching to get started on program number 4.
Yeah. Are we okay?
Yeah. Okay. Can I just more speak, Chairman?
Yeah. Maybe just before that one. The paragraph on page 7, just before paragraph program 4. Just before program 4. That sentence there. Department withdrew research on cost for supported projects is of great concern. Last time they invested by cost. Therefore, this is one of the research activities that the department should have prioritized, considering that 8 million rand was wired. I think it's vermont.
Yeah.
I think this is vermont. I'm not too sure what's that.
No, it was taken away from you.
Yeah, from this program to production and resource management for food bank. Again, food bank comes in.
Yeah.
Maybe what we need to do, Ashun, on all the areas that require some specifics, there be indication when the department shall have said, you know, there was this seed fair here, and there were this, you know, 40 goats, 40 sheep. You know, we follow all of those by way of getting, you know, to seek some specifics. But of course, we'll have to do that in the end.
Okay, can I propose that this is a serious issue, that the situation where they withdrew the funds from cash. Because CAST is actually the fund that they are supplying the infrastructure and the tractors and seeds and stuff that was referred to. And they need to oversee those projects. We must stress our concern about the situation which is reported here, that they are not overlooking it anymore because of lack of funds. But in the meantime, they give 8 million away for another function. Maybe we should also say that in our action plan that they should make sure that when cash is given for support to farmers, that it must be monitored and it must be reported on annually or 6 monthly, whatever the case may be. But I think we need to know what is happening on those farms which they have supported by cash money, because it's huge sums of money that they are distributing in this way.
This 8 million was wired from the program to resource management for food bank.
what was this 8 million used for? For building food banks, for hiring food banks, for supplying food, supplying small meals. That's why we need to be clarified on the person.
Okay.
You've been eating. Yes. Look, I've got time. I can't go out of the city until 6 o'clock, but I don't know yet. When you get to the first bullet there...
You're out there by 4 o'clock.
Don't worry. I don't mind. I look at the bullets. Now, I've got a little brother dead, if I translate it from Afrikaans to English. The klein broertjie dood. You know, it's the same. If something really, you know, puts you like a knife in the ribs, yeah. Now, let's take the bullets quickly. Increase the number of emerging black farmers trained in agriculture marketing annually. Now, I must surmise that these emerging black farmers has already mastered the art of farming before you can go and train a guy to market. We should be clear about that. The other thing is, the second bullet, increase international market access for agricultural products by concluding negotiating positions annually. What drivel? I mean, what nonsensical conflagration of words? Because, I mean, this concluding negotiating positions really looked like something on late night TV. I would say if you want to conclude, not negotiating positions, but at least conclude agreements, signed agreements, you know, whatever, not negotiating positions. And then the third bullet, increase level of public and private investment. Now listen to this.
You're calling me, eh? I'm the one processing.
Pardon? increased level of public and private investment. They want people to do this, okay, in agricultural development by improving the knowledge base in agricultural economics. Good heavens. First of all, if somebody knew about what really is going on in agricultural economics, they won't invest. So, but the sentences they use here, to me, is, I don't know for you, but it's nonsensical. It just doesn't make sense. It's just, you know, speak. And then they talk about, in the next bullet, they talk about the progress, but they don't say the act. The first one, they don't say how far this is in progress. Then they talk about the topical, the six topical reports and 13 economic reports and 28 national statistical and 8 topical reports. They're very good at report writing, it seems. And then they don't follow up what's going on there. What's the result? There's no results in the back here where we know they say there's nothing's going on, but they can't act on their own reports. So and this is under trade and agricultural development, not under trade agricultural development in report writing. So, and again at the bottom they say is fail to have an approved amendment to the Marketing of Agricultural Products Act. Now they can teach people to do the marketing, but they can't get to the act. And they say the amendment of this act is still in progress. Really? I mean, have we heard about it? My question is again, how far is this progress? So what we have here, and I see each program has got its own style of writing, obviously. But you can just read between the lines that how can you really sum up in one page something that goes on in trade and agriculture development, and then you read half of it is trouble. So, and in the last sentence before Program 5 on the next page, the department did not give an indication of whether this was achieved or not. Really, it doesn't, does it?
There are three issues. Now that we're talking about trade in agriculture department, I'm asking myself simple questions. What is the GDP contribution of the entire sector, agriculture, forestry, and fisheries combined?
The
GDP contribution.
Agriculture alone, direct the GDP contribution is about
3.8%.
I don't know what the addition to the of the fishery sector could maybe be added another 0.5%. So about 4.2%.
And forestry about 1.4.
Yeah.
1.5, some of them.
Yeah. Close about 5%.
It's about 6%,
but that estimating is very high. But then you mustn't forget that is only the primary sector, and it's not adding up the forward and backward linkages. If you add that in, then we come about between 20 and 25%.
Right.
Some people actually calculate it higher, but I would say roughly about 25%. So it's a huge impact,
huge
impact on the economy of the country.
And
but the direct one
is. And the current account, talking about net exporting,
yeah,
which then takes us to a point where we have surpluses.
Yeah.
So compared to import. Are we on the positive side or negative side?
No, we're on the positive side still. We were only 1 year, we were on the negative side. And that was 2007. We were on the negative side.
Okay. sorry. I just... I think the point is made here about, you know, those page 7 again on key.
Yeah, sorry, Chair, if you look in this document, on this paragraph, this document of the strategic plan that is set out here, on that graph, the import-export parity, you can see in 2007-8, there was a slight loss, and then after that it increased again on our export level.
That's still top primary.
Primary agriculture. Primary. And that's mostly food and fresh produce that is exported.
Okay, any more still on program four members? Yeah,
this is my comment, Chairperson. You know, the point that was raised later, and I can see on program four, you know, increase the number of emerging black farmers, train and agricultural marketing annually. You know, they are talking about the car and nothing wrong. You know, I remember Comrade Mandela was talking about car. Why people don't leave South Africa? The men in South Africa, you have got an experience about some other things. Help us. I think this kind of things here, they're talking about black farmers. I think it's very important to people who are like, you know, if you remember last week in Mark's building, I was saying, you'll find on the street, this man is a white man. He's got experience. Yes, somebody say he? Yeah, I must say that. You'll find she or he's got experience about whatever farming. But we're not using that person to help us. And that, I think, is very, very important to train our people. To you know, I'm so scared sometimes, Shepherdson. If you start from Central Africa, the time of Kwame Nkrumah in Africa, all those 53 countries in Africa, those people have got a problem, you know. Now, we are last country and get freedom in South Africa. Now we must be careful and must make sure those people who have the experience, like when they say black farmers, train, and those people who understand and experience about farming, that is very important to use them also to help us to understand. You know, I was looking in my Skokoni area. There is a community, Marsha community. They have bought them land. Those people, they come and give them money. You know, they buy a beautiful car, very expensive car. And 1, 2, 3 days are terrible. But I think the training and help them, that is very, very important, Chairperson.
Thanks very much.
We also did make mention of the of a need for the department to begin with seriousness it deserves bring to this committee a list of legislative reviews. If you would also make mention of that, that could be more for your very, very, you know, last point on as we go forward. I'm reminded by it when you read the sentence there, the amendment of the Act is still in progress, and it has been in progress for a while. Mama Mabut?
In the last bullet on 385 smallholder farmers trained in agriculture marketing, I did challenge it, Chairperson, day before yesterday in the meeting. Was it day before yesterday, Asher? I challenged it to say, did they really train people for marketing? Because the report, Chairperson, that I went through is that MCM have got a program with Stellenbosch, Cornell, and CBI in Holland. Every year, 80 CBI, 80 Cornell, 30 Stellenbosch. Are they referring to those trainings? And they couldn't come out clearly, Dr. Bosman, to say the trainings that they are referring to, are they including this one? Marketing, agriculture marketing council. But actually, you need to remind me, did they respond to that? They did not, Chairperson. I challenged this 385. And I've got a problem with it.
You see, Chairman, this is exactly where the devil in the detail comes in. If they give a footnote, and they have a report or they have attachment B, attachment 20, whatever it is at the back, or a referral document, maybe nicely bound like this, you know, then we can challenge it. Then they won't slip in all these nice little words, you know. Then they must know what they must deliver. And then it is for the public to scrutinize and for us to scrutinize so we can see it. Otherwise, we're being held as idiots. And you know, if the public and the paper picks it up and we haven't questioned it, and they think we're all, you know, just riding the wave so straight.
Program 5. We're done with 4.
Just have a mark here before you go off that. In their own report, they say, in order for the program, and this is now the previous one, training agricultural development, to achieve the above challenges, a dedicated budget should be set aside to support the program of the estimate of agricultural marketing infrastructure estimate about 100 million per hectare. They're looking for 100 million rand per hectare to do what they're saying here.
100
additional,
million per hectare?
Additional, not per hectare, per annum. Additional funding for this training that we doubt whether it's taking place.
Yeah. You know, to a point where, you know, you might wish to ask yourself a question, whether you agree or not with this kind of training, total 385.
Yeah.
Where are those people? Because that's where, you know, at times, some of these monies, they literally get charmed. You are told that there was training for 200 people.
Yeah, I think.
And to a point where you want to ask yourself a simple question, where are these people?
For marketing.
Sorry?
For marketing.
Huh?
Those people are trained for marketing. Chairperson, if there are people who have been trained, Dr. Posner, for marketing, go to vendor in December, January. You see the waste of mangoes there.
Mm.
If these people were trained, Chairperson, they would be marketing their products. There shouldn't be such a waste. And if they were trained properly, Chairperson, they would be making acha, they would be drying these mangoes and all that and export them wherever. And this question, Chairperson, could not be responded to. And the Chairperson, on the strategic plan, Ashen indicated that the department did not give an indication of whether this was achieved or not on the trade statistics chairperson. They don't indicate.
Chairperson, you know, this department, it's for me, it's stunning what they're doing wrong. I'll be very quick. I'll say to you, one day we must just study as a workshop how the KWB started as a company, became a cooperative, and now is again a company, and in trouble again. But the point is, when you do marketing like this, in actual fact, the best way to do it is to do it together. Because you, as one person, you will not go and sell your mangoes. You're going to compete with other guys. You don't have a pricing strategy. You have nothing. You can't negotiate. You've got to take it, because very few things are consumed exactly where it's produced, except an email. You press the buttons over there, as it's instant. But there's no plan here. I read nothing here about cooperatives, marketing cooperatives, people getting together, training people. They could train a core people and establish the money, rather use the money to establish an entity that can do it with a core of well-trained people that can negotiate with shops and so forth. But it doesn't happen. I'm telling you, it's water wasted to tell a farmer how to market your sheep at the slaughter or the place where you know they have this phalanx, what's it called? Auctions.
I think he's making a point. Let me just put this to you quickly. I think marketing, obviously, and one of our action plans should be to instruct the department. Let me just say the other thing. The Cooperative Act has been changed specifically for this purpose, to have small cooperatives that is, in terms of the Cooperative Act, can operate in a very small environment. If we can say that must be one of the strategies for them to capacitate these farmers to get closer to the market, to use cooperatives, I think that can be a strategy that can be exploited.
I agree with the point made from Mama Mucha, Honorable Mama Mucha. You know, truly speaking, in Venda, summer and winter is the same. Mango, banana, avocado, and so on and so on and so on. Truly speaking, if they can help them to build something, many people here can go there to get banana and beautiful mango and beautiful banana. Those people are working very hard. Winter and summer is the same. The point she is raising, I think that also is example. That's why I was saying this is 19.7 million rural area. Where? Because you get those women in the street. They're in the street. And their product, truly speaking, they're beautiful. They are good quality, and I think we I repeat, Jefferson, one day if we can just make a site visit like those kind of places to go there ourselves, not myself and Mama Busa, Honorable Mama Busa, she know I know that places. Some of you know, not in our province alone, but some other places in South Africa. I think we can help the people do a good job.
Okay. Members, I think let's now rush over to Program 5. Program 5 is in March. Any takers?
I'm going to be naughty now. Within the department, there's really friction about the people that have been removed from those two departments that oversee these food safety and biosecurity. That's the internal rules on veterinary imports and export, and rule and phytosanitary and sanitary requirements, as well as the food safety one. And I don't know if they've been replaced already permanently, and they've been moved.
vets and veterinarians to office work. You know about it, don't you? Chair? You know about it. Don't we say anything about it?
You want to say something?
No,
I
don't know. Could you run somewhere?
No, I want to teach him of my
you traveling. Understand.
Captain, the issue of fish.
You want to be recorded on that one?
Thank you.
Captain, I'm traveling.
Otherwise, it runs quite well.
As I say, once again, these bullets on the bottom is not the specifics that we need. We need really, I think I've repeated this now maybe too many times, but we need the specifics on a separate booklet or whatever. Then on the last, they say the border control measures to prevent the spread of animal and plant diseases were further strengthened. Really, further strengthened. Okay, they've got 20 guys, now they put one extra. It's further strengthened, really. Point is, on another report that we've had, I'm speaking under correction now, they said that they have a lot of vacancies in border control and all these things. Now, they've got these vacancies. If they say it's been strengthened, by what, how much percentage? And how much short are they from the target? Point is, rather to tell us, the department reported on the following achievements, ad nauseum, they say every time, the following achievements. Why don't they say, look, these are the failures? You know, you can't bring, if this was a business where we're making a profit tomorrow, or selling our canned fruit or whatever, this is a business, Langeberg or whatever, and they only give you, the management only give the board of directors the good news, and not the bad news. How long will you be in business?
I wanted to make a follow-up on what Dr. Bosman said. You see, in the last PC meeting, Chairperson, I felt bad, especially when we raised the issue of veterinarians who have been shifted. And the DG responded by saying, as a department, we shift as we want and less way. You were there. The way he responded, I was not comfortable with it. To me, it was sort of arrogancy. And to me, it was sort of undermining people who were asking Chairperson. To say some of us have got a very serious problem. To say when we raise issues of safety, food safety, we are responded like that, Chairperson. And I think, Chairperson, next time you must never do that. Because we are doing our oversight work. Especially when it comes to issue of food safety. We need to know to say why, who replaced those shifted veterinarians when they indicated that they had a shortage. There's a shortage of veterinarians and they have been shifted, Chairperson. And the other thing, Chairperson, I don't know whether you're an NEC member. This issue of when the president appoints ministers, when you are appointed Chairperson in the office, you will find a side of what should be done. Why don't they stop coming up with new issues or new files? Why is there no continuation of the files that are there? There won't be any delivery, Chairperson, because once I'm deployed as a minister or an MEC, I come with my own people who will start learning. I come with my own file that I must implement. Chairperson, there will never be development here or progress. As long as I'm deployed, I come with my own track of people, and I come with my own file, with my own things. For example, Chairperson, I don't want to mention the name of the person. Dr. Bosman, we had agriculture training schools.
they were removed. Now we want to renovate those old agriculture schools,
yeah,
so that we can now use a waste of renovating the building. We start from scratch, Chairperson.
Yeah.
From scratch, Chairperson. There will never be yes, Chairperson. Instead of a person, when you arrive in the office, go through the file that has been left of things that must be done and take out the good things. You just drop the. We'll continue talking until our hair turns white or gray.
There's one
more
thing that I wanted to just put under this, if I may.
Mr. Boss, Mr. Tutu's hair rather is platinum. Yeah,
yes, but it's the worries that I have.
Teacher, I think one issue that we must maybe just highlight, it's not in here, for action, is the fact that the Rift Valley fever has caused China to withdraw from buying wool in South Africa for a year. And I've taken this issue up with the minister and with the deputy minister of trade and industry to negotiate with the Chinese to come back and buy it, because internationally the rules and regulations is so that wool cannot carry Rift Valley fever. We must maybe put something about it. It's under trade, but it's also under food safety and security, that we need to get a negotiable agreement with China on the export of wool. Yeah, that's all. That's what we need to do.
I'm not too sure whether there was any circulation of a response from the minister.
Not really.
Because I received a feedback to a number of those. Because the minister had to respond to some media questions.
No, I think it was my question, but she responded back previously. They say we were still in negotiations, but then they went to China afterwards. And I'll give the minister, Supanamela, also all the information. All the information of the OIE, their position internationally, what the position is on the carrying of the Rift Valley fever in wool, and so that they can negotiate, because you know how it works. It's the importing company that sets the rules.
The I understand exactly what you're talking about, Dr. Postman. I subsequently made further inquiries on the issue, even just a day before they left for China with the president. There were officials from the Department of Agriculture, forest and fisheries, that went,
yeah,
as part of the advance team, who were in negotiation, and the matter was on the table for the president to engage with his counterpart in China. But as to what happened or transpired out of that, you know, that's a big question. I guess another issue that we are confronted with here is that, you know, the wool growing. I have a. Do they come under this department?
The department, yeah. Yeah. Well,
because there was this international summit or festival, whatever, at Jansenville. I think it started last year, and it is continuing in November sometime, and next year for the 3-year period. Now, I asked directly the department as to whether are they working and also supporting that conference or that festival, you know, summit. And I got a very negative one, that in fact they are not at the department, but they were relying more, you know, to, you know, the Premier and the Wool Growers Association. But as a department, there was a serious, you know, lack of response, as it were. Sorry?
I don't think the department, some divisions of the departments, they realize the importance of their job, but some don't. Don't you get that idea also, that impression?
Yeah, okay. Members, I think that talks to trade and, food security, food safety and biosecurity. The issues have been raised, especially about
some of the reshuffles that took place within the department against the background of the scarcity of the profession and that skill. We raise the issue. We have a role to play that does oversight. And we also don't need to be given a response, you know, that is, for lack of a better word, pregnant with arrogance. I'm very diplomatic here, I'm aware. I'm sort of saying that is arrogant, you know. But these are issues that must be raised, you know, as sort of our feedback going forward. Program 6, member 50. Oh, yes.
I just want to pull up a comment from one of the tutorials. About the border control measures to prevent the spread of animal, you know, diseases. You know, let me tell you, Chairperson. As I say, we visited the border post in December. You know, the animal of Mozambique, they go through in South Africa, mm-hmm. Some are thin. And you know, some other place between KwaZulu-Natal and Mozambique.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Mozambicans, they go schooling to South Africa and so on. And the cattle also is free movement. But as I say, sometimes in black and white, it is to look. They say we control and those quarters. But let me tell you something. I was there, we were there in Kotoro Committee, we saw it clearly. The problem we had is that I don't know some other places, but between Mozambique and Zimbabwe is where free movement are, but the animals are always there because they are cut. The fencing. Now it's like that. It's easy. Now to get those kind of disease, animal disease, to our country is very easy on that. I think we must also maybe to look. I'm not sure, but now because the South Africans take police back, now it's the soldiers, army take over. Maybe we are going to, maybe it will be much better. It was, for police, it was terrible on that. I'm talking to you now. There's a gate in between KwaZulu-Natal and Mozambique. There, it's a free movement, you know. It's a free movement.
Cars as well.
You see those kind of things. But in the black and white, they're talking about control border.
Can I just maybe for the information of the committee, I don't know if you know how it works, there is a border control mechanism around the whole of the northern borders of the country. They call it a red zone, where the vets are injecting all the cattle with foot and mouth vaccines. And then they've got another 10 kilometers about of a monitoring zone where they monitor and report to the local veterinarians that are observing those areas of any physical signs of outbreaks of foot and mouth. So there is a mechanism in place, and we are really dependent on that mechanism to protect our status of foot and mouth free in South Africa. But it is a very big worry that we get this type of movement across the borders. The other thing that can carry it, obviously, quite easily is game. Game is not controlled. You can't really inject them. But they do try and even shoot them with their shooting, you know, guns and syringes to also inject some of them when it's necessary to control the outbreaks. But we've just heard of an outbreak in Lydenburg, which is actually one of the causes of the movement of cattle and game in that area.
Thank you. Program 5, 6, 8, 9. issues on forestry?
Maybe one issue that I would like to maybe just get more information on is the afforestation program of the Department of Forestry to mitigate the climate change. I think that's an issue that is not addressed here, and I think it's fairly major if we want to mitigate climate change in South Africa. The forestry sector will have to play a major role from that point.
There's a program that seeks to engage on that afforestation over 100,000 hectares. And I don't remember much of any progress being, you know, explained to this. There was a program, as I said, on, I think, 60,000 hectares would have been in the Eastern Cape and 40,000 in the KZN area as part of this whole afforestation program. The only response that we got, if I remember very well, from Dr. Rompedi, was that, again, as part of the point you're raising, that the water licenses were an issue. And then we engaged the department to talk to the counterpart, Environment and Water. That should be the feedback expected of that process.
Let's ask them to report on it.
Yeah. See, last thing with the tongue in the cheek, I see that they planted 1 million trees in the program, greening program. I'm still waiting for my trees. They phoned about 3 times to find out where to deliver them, but they have still not delivered them.
Okay. Who else hasn't received those trees of any cause? I was, as I said earlier on, you know, informed that my trees will arrive on. You did indicate yours when they arrived, they were, you know, leafless.
Really?
Yours have arrived.
Well, in fact, they phoned us, and we've. They found us, and we've indicated, they've negotiated with us, this negotiating position you're talking about, that it would be better if we planted in the winter now, when the rain falls, because then it will, you know, it won't die. And now is a very difficult time to plant something small now. So we have, they're keeping it for us, we've reserved it, and they're going to send it to us in April, when the planting season is.
Will you remember?
Hmm? Yes, of course.
Any more to say on...
Henderson, I was consulting.
Uh-huh.
There was a report that we got on Tuesday. Was that with water licenses. That they received about 150,000 applications. And they managed to deal with 2,000, if not 200. And then they are no longer, for this year, they are no longer going to take any applications before dealing with the backlog. But they did promise that by December they might be able to have finished these applications. So I just briefing you to say it was responded to in the other committee. So that's how I was consulting it.
What
kind of
this?
On this?
Water licensing.
On this project, this 100,000 hectare project, we're
referring to the applications, the total applications in South Africa.
But we're very keen more on that 100,000 that we've always been receiving since last year sometime. Let's have it issued as part of, you know, work that needs to be responded to by the department. Any more things still on program 6?
Yeah,
going once, going twice. Well, let's also be honest to ourselves. Even on this one, forestry, like you have a case in fisheries, there hasn't been much. Again, also precisely because of the transfer. For instance, you still have an issue as we speak now. And maybe that's what we also need to be responded to about the transfer of the forest assets, you know, by the Department of Environment. That is still not been responded to. The CFO was actually indicating that register, I mean those asset register, they're not up to scratch. Just that, you know, they can take over. But you have the legislation that instructs us, can't remember what section, for the Department of Agriculture, as and when it takes like any other department over, any other functions from other department, you have to be subscribing to those, you know, stipulations of a particular, you know, section within that PMSA. But that is the issue also that is still, you know, lagging behind on that particular, you know, area of work that is now forestry.
Can I take you a bit back? On the vaccine issue, Chairperson, do you still remember when we were briefed by the department? They said their customers were the Mabians and the Uzanas. Am I wrong? Or was it said by the ARC or whoever?
The
vaccine for food. Yes, because I didn't say for food and
mask. Yeah, for food and mask.
Yeah.
What happened there, Chair, is that they ran out of food and mouth disease vaccines, and they had to import from where was it from? It's there somewhere in the report. They couldn't supply sufficient. I think they had to import about 14 million rands worth of food and mouth disease vaccines from Botswana, yeah, that's right. So yeah, that is the situation. I think it was supported also by OEP when we were there yesterday or Tuesday.
Sorry about that. I was talking to. About something else on the same issue as well. Sorry, Dr. Postman. Are you done?
Yeah.
Sorry, just for your information, Mabuza, the point is the last bullet on page 10 is in connection with the foot and mouth disease vaccine from Botswana.
Okay, let's go on to maybe another interesting part, you know, this 1 million trees program. It has never been said to be 1 million trees per annum unless, you know, for a while, you know, always been hearing 1 million trees. But here now, it is stated clearly, it's 1,270,000 over this past financial year. So in other words, this campaign is an annual campaign that talks 1 million trees per annum.
Where does it say that?
That's what I'm asking, and that's what I'm trying to... Mama?
Chairperson, you know, we can talk about the campaign of planting 1 million trees, but it depends on the size of the trees. It also depends on the future caring of the trees. Because we can give people trees of this size, I'm 100% sure that 99.95 will be dead if we don't have people to take care of. For instance, in Limpopo, on this 2010 FIFA thing, you know, at the entrance of Polokwane from Tzaneen, there were these pine sort of, you know, you see this palm. Mm. They were planted at the Kepetan, but they were big of that size. But now they are drying up because nobody's watering them. So just imagine with small trees that are given out to say who waters them, who checks on them. It's a problem. If they were able to plant 1 million trees, just imagine 1 million Kepetan. The whole of South Africa will be bushy now and be green as we are talking. So I don't buy this statement, Kepetan. It depends on the size of the tree, the type of the tree, the area where the tree is planted, whether that tree fits in that area.
I guess the question is, how sustainable is this tree? How is this a tree that is cared for at the end? Maybe we need to include as part of our report a point that says, again, if the issue about, you know, farming comes in. Same model. You give a person a farm, and if you don't get that person up to scratch about the nuances of running such a farm, that farm is going to die. Similarly, you plant trees and go away, and that tree is going to die. There can be this million trees, 275,805 trees being planted this past financial year. What happened to those trees? Now, it begs that question as to the sustainability of this campaign. Is 1 million of quantity or 1 million of quality? Quality here would refer more to continued growth and sustainability of that.
Chairperson, you know, in Limpopo there's a program by CSIR. Is it CSIR? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a program of planting mupani trees because in some parts of Limpopo, on the border of Limpopo, Mozambique, Botswana, because that's where mupani activity, Mashonja, activities happen. So, Chairperson, it is a CSIR program. When we were in Mueche, CSIR people were there, and I had a discussion with them. And they said, the department, if this guy said, if he was a departmental employee, you will give all these trees to CSIR to deal with the project. Because all the projects that are dealing with of mupani, they are succeeding. Because mupani tree, you use it for mupani worms, you use it for furniture, the wood for furniture, and you can also use for coal. So I'm not buy the statement of 1 million trees, Chairperson.
I think we've made the point on that one. Okay, section 4 of the report talks about expenditure review. That is now your quarterly expenditure, I would imagine. No, this is your annual. This is your annual. This looks more into the budget, more on the annual side of 12:9-10. Any comments on the expenditure review?
Not much, Chairperson. I just think that it adds up, and they do break up on the except for the first one, they do break up the lack of spending very nicely, but the 16.8 million they don't make any details. They don't give us any details on that. That's my only concern there. But I'll speak again when we get to the number 5, the Auditor General's report.
Well, once again, members, the issue is raised about grants, conditional grants, and the main expenditure increase area is literally in that area of conditional grants. And the main problem for me is that this is grant and this is monies that are not being benchmarked in terms of their own growth going forward.
And reported on annually. But what I suggested
earlier on is on this grant, there should be some control over those grants that was spent, like the tractors and other issues. If they'd given them, like for instance, at one stage they came with a 40-ton truck of seed for maize, and they offloaded it there somewhere. Somebody must report where it has been planted or what has happened to it. Because what happens is that people are selling it. They're not planting it, they're just selling it for money to have quick money. And I know that for a fact, and that's why I say, you know, it's a lot of money, 53% of the total program, of the total department expenditure is spent on this program 3. And we do not control the management of it.
It's like a program. We used to have a program with NTK, where people would go and get seeds from NTK. Some NTKs, what they were doing, Chairperson, they will exchange, let's say, food for seeds. Mm. If you get a voucher from the department to say you go and collect seeds from an NTK, what they will do, they will collude, go and take soap, bath soap, cigarettes, whatever, instead of taking seeds. Mm. So I'm making a follow up on what Dr. Bosman is saying, to say there should be a monitoring mechanism.
Why don't we take one of the resolutions out of this committee for our own sake here? That going forward, especially also as we are going to go through those quarterly reviews, we be specific over and above what the department shall be doing, presenting its own report. We be specific that over and above, we want to see work done in these areas that are receiving conditional grants. Whether it's Letsema, whether it is CARP, you know, we have a dedicated session on one day wherein we deal with CASP. Granted, what is happening here, maybe they might wish to come up with an excuse that says, but with CASP, it is money that is taken out to the provinces. Yes, we understand that part. But we want to know how that money was made use of.
Yeah, we can get the provinces to come and report.
No. This is CARP money that we talk about. Because provinces report to CARP National on disbursement of that money. That's what we are interested in. That's what we need to make it clear to them, that we are now, you know, interested more and more into some of the finer details of their work. when they say conditional grant on CASP, the budget has been increased from around 700 or so to almost close to a billion. We need to know, where did this money go? What program did this money cover? What success stories? What failure stories? I think we need to do that as part of our oversight work. So this area that relates to grant, they can also be subject of so much abuse. And that's where you are also saying, when you say it yourself, 53% of total budget in terms of increase has gone to those conditional grants. And this is a point I'm raising to myself. I live in South Africa. I don't see much of this, if any. That's the point I'm trying to put across. If we are fine with that as part of our own resolution going forward, I think we need to do that. You're making note on that one. Is there anything on the point is made on the unspent 7.8 million? There needs to be some unpacking there. Any further issues still on that expenditure? Now, the point raised earlier on about the 8 million rand, can't remember what it was. Oh, the vermin. The vermin. I think that was an issue for now. What area was that? Page that starts with the department withdrew. Therefore, this one of research activities. Oh, yeah, that talks to, I remember now, it talks to CAP in the research. You've made a note on that one. Okay, any further issues?
Chairperson, on page 14.
We're done with the...
Oh, I'm sorry.
We're done with the section 4.
Okay,
you see, foreign membership fee of 3.7 to consultative group on international agricultural research was submitted late in National Treasury. You know, when I went to one of these programs, talking to the people in London. South Africa becomes a member of a number of these international organizations. And in some of them, I got a briefing from some people in one meeting in Boxburg, who are based in Rome or in one of these European countries. That because of whatever problem, South Africa contributes to paying monies and membership into some of these international organizations, but participation is zero.
I was just trying to think, now that you talk of it, because I attended some of the CGIR meetings myself in the past, and I can't really remember that there was a representative from South Africa in that meeting.
Weren't you South African?
No, I'm South African, but I represented the International Federation of Agricultural Producers on that board. But I think it is a useful organization. We must belong to it because, I mean, it gives international information about research, what is going on, and one can make input there. Specifically, for an example, on this Rift Valley Fever France if that is transferred by will, that could be discussed at that level, and everybody, all the world organizations, that organization's members can be informed about it. So it has a role to play. It has a role to play, and it must be financed by the members.
Maybe the point that we are not asking here, also the department is not raising, whether it is deliberate or not, is for us as Parliament to understand how many such organizations that South Africa is a member of, whether they have to do with tobacco or, you know, any of such international commodity organizations. Because South Africa, in some of these, I think there's one on coffee, I remember very well, that we are members of, but whether we are members, and secondly, what is our participation,
yeah,
and what is our benefit?
What is the benefit? I think you're quite right. I think what we must ask on this for action is to get the information on all the organizations that we belong to internationally that is affiliated to agriculture, and exactly what you say, that maybe the cost and then the benefits of it, and the participation. Are we participating? So we can get an insight in what is happening and where our money is being spent.
Are we okay with that, members?
Yeah.
Okay, and what is the general?
Thank you, Chairperson. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to...
can you just agree here whether we are going to conclude on all of this report? Are we fine with that? Thank you.
Okay.
On the same page, what do we say as a committee? There was 8 million that was rolled over that was meant for swine vaccine. There was 3 million that was rolled over for excellence, what? There was 3.7 million that was rolled over for consultative group on international agriculture research. There was 3.9 for swine fever, 8 million for vaccine. What do we say about these rollovers, Chairperson, to say it's food for thought for all of us to say, in our recommendations, are we going to recommend for more money, meanwhile they can't spend this money is going to be rolled over. That's just food for thought.
If I can comment on it, maybe one should look at them individually. I think some of them have circumstances which caused the rollover. For instance, the food amount that was probably bought in the next few months because Botswana could not supply all of it in the first. But the second one on the rollout of the excellence model, I don't know if they've rolled over 3 million. Will they be able to spend it in this time? The question is quite well. We must maybe ask them on what is the possibility of the implementation of these programs with the rollover money. Have they planned for it, and how long is it going to take, so that we get more information? It's useless just telling us it's been rolled over.
Okay,
I'm listening. Are you okay?
I'm okay. But I'm just thinking, different thinking, to say if it's not lots of capacity and they come up with this.
I think it is capacity.
Yeah.
That's why we must ask them for a plan. How are they going to spend it in future?
Okay. Mama, are you covered?
I am.
The swine fever, I'm really worried about.
Mr. Zutra?
Are you done with that?
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm going to end my whole contribution today here with the Auditor General's report. But before I get there, I just need to say that a year from 5 onwards, the report, I think, is well written, and I can agree with the views that is expressed here. I think this is a stark contrast on this report here from number 5 onwards to the party previous. It's a stark contrast. Just coming back, I see we have the conclusion from the back forward. We have the conclusion. I've gone through all this. I've gone through the others. I agree with the observations. I would perhaps just say as an example, on that page 15, they talk about the vacancies. the administration and utilization of human resources is a problem. There's something very wrong with it, we say. And that was actually very well illustrated by the 50 million that the ARC is owed in leave. I think that is very accurately put. And then what an unqualified audit means is that it merely states that the shortcomings are accurately reported. We know that, okay? So we've got them there. The vacancy rate on the human resources, I'm just working backwards because I'll tell you why. The vacancy rates, they say the vacancy rate has been come down from 17 to 2% less. But if that vacancy rate was distributed evenly, it would be problematic already. But it's not. We know that there's peaks somewhere, and that is very, very serious. So we take notice of it, and we will obviously handle this in our recommendations. Now that brings me to the Auditor General's report. And everything there, the deficiencies, controls, I don't have to repeat it, or I don't have it very clear and what the problem is. But now, members, what I want to say is this. When I was in Scopa, I'm glad I'm back in, I'm in this committee, I tell you, even with the problems we had, because I was creating grey hairs in Scopa. Do you know, under each department, we went through a lot of departments and entities, under each department, what is a pit in English? It's a well. Okay, there's a well of trouble.
A
well of trouble. And if you put all these together, what you get a lake. I got the impression that we are drifting on a lake of problems. It's so big. It is. And you know what came out of many of the reports? The same things. First of all, the top management, the accounting officer, there's a problem. The second problem in all of these were compliance with the laws. We have it here as well. The third one is internal audit. There's problems always at internal audit. And you know what? The audit committee, the so-called supposed to be independent audit committee, there is a problem. And once you fix the audit committee and you fix internal audit, then things start coming right. But that's where the problems are. And then there's always a problem with the strategic planning and then the lack of remedy and disciplinary action. So if you have a problem with the top management or accounting officer and you don't get in the end to the remedy or the disciplinary action, where do you go? You know? That's what they say here, lack of leadership, lack of this, lack of this. So all this leader have to do is that he doesn't really have to be an expert in anything, but he must drive the subdivisions. And if there's no compliance with the law, somebody has taken responsibility. I saw it right through all these departments. Problems, audit committees, internal audit. If that doesn't function, you're in for trouble. It's the same here. So I think I will stop there. It's just that I think these points that I've mentioned now, I think is what we should address in our recommendation. In our action plan, because it's a problem right through South Africa. It is a lake of problems, and problem is a nice word.
Chairperson, I'm interested in seeing the management response to the issues that were raised by the Auditor General. If we can get that document, we'll be able to know what's happening. Because now the departments are getting, you know why, but departments are getting unqualified reports. I'm told once the Auditor General returns to you questions to respond to, the strategic thing that they do as the department, they delay until the process of the Auditor General comes to an end. And once it comes to an end, there's nothing that the Auditor General can do than to give you an unqualified report, because he has sent you questions to respond to, and you bring back the questions late, and the Auditor General it remains in a fix not to know what to say, because it's already late, time is expiring.
So that's what they are doing. So if we can just get the management response to the Auditor General Chairperson, we'll be able to know how did they respond to the Auditor General's queries. That's what I'm interested in, Chairperson. Because if you don't have that report, you won't be able to know.
We're having that quarterly finish trend or quarterly review before we rise for recess. I think sometime in October. I mean in November, sorry.
What I'm referring to is the letter that is written to the management, the senior man, the DG, and the DG is expected to respond, or the CFO is expected to respond. That is interesting, Chairperson, to get the responses.
What I'm mentioning is that that could be the platform for us to begin off with the annual report and matters related to that annual report. But still being able to stick on the quarterly setup. In other words, have, if you like, as an introduction. That's what I would have in mind. Because these issues, they cannot wait until another September of next year.
Chairperson, I'm saying this because action on page 50, on paragraph 1, page 15, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Page 15 of yours, Mama, will be starting with what?
Committees of observation.
Okay.
For me, action made a very good statement there.
Mm-hmm.
He says the department had received an unqualified audit and that there was an improvement in the department expenditure. However, this does not necessarily translate to actual service delivery, as the department failed to achieve some of its measurable objectives despite using up to 99.1. That is a statement and a half, Chairperson. 100% correct.
Yeah. Which one? It's actually page 14.
It's page 14, paragraph, third paragraph from below.
Yeah.
I'm very glad the honourable member mentioned this. In municipalities, they call it a management letter. That's what they call it. And the devil is there in the detail. Because in those letters, you get all the information what was queried by the Auditor General, and it is exactly how it is said that they can bury all the problems if you don't see it. In certain municipalities, the councillors has requested these, and it was held back from management. In the end, when you get it, you will be shocked. So that is exactly what we need to do. To get hold of those are thick documents.
I'm tired of clicking. Any more on the AG's report? I think the issues there are straightforward.
I made a note here that a thing that is lacking is usually the travel and conferences. We talked about the way to determine the benefit that we have on membership of certain institutions. Now, this is the other thing. Now, with this looming travel thing now again to all these places all over the world in our department, I think that in these reports, we should in fact maybe have a small chapter that are dealing with the international travel and conferences attended by whom, how many, and did they bring any reports? Did we get value for money, and did we benefit from it? So that is a grey area that gets buried in the budget, is it not? And what brings it here to the fore is that the Romans had a saying, who indeed will guard the guards? I can't remember the Latin now, but it refers to the Praetorian Guard. Who is guarding the guards? Once the accounting officer works together with his people or with the minister, then you will not get a performance report because these people are driving the performance management. So the guy who is supposed to drive the performance measurement, he's just neglecting it, so he can't be measured and his cronies with him cannot be measured. So that is the problem. And that is where that is exactly where the audit committee comes in, because audit committees have two legs, the financial and the performance. So if we fix the independent audit committee, we can fix that problem.
Thank you. the issues are straightforward in the annual report. I guess for us it is to see how best we take those forward. I think the AG's office was quite frank. We were equally frank as we were dealing with the matter ourselves, especially on financial reporting compared to, you know, value for money, if I may use those terms. The point raised here, 99.1%, you know, financial unqualified and so on and so forth. But when it comes to that performance, big question mark. I think those issues were eloquently raised by the AG's office. Again, the points, you know, are raised about how best we go forward with this situation. We'll come to that when we look at the recommendations going forward. Any issue on human resource management?
Here they are talking about employing, appointing veterinarians. Meanwhile, they've shifted from veterinarians. Does it really make sense, Jefferson? Can you please assist me? They shifted veterinarians, and they want to appoint veterinarians because it's a scarce commodity. I don't know, Jefferson. I need to be assisted. Whether it does make sense or what is it all about? Because they have got 31.4% vacancy rate. And then statisticians and related professionals is 12.5% vacancy rate collectively. What will Dr. Mukhatan and the rest be doing?
Any further issues, the members? I think that we're agreed to those. Maybe we should just go through section 6 that deals with the observation. Maybe that's where a number of issues can be raised.
I can agree with all of it.
You cannot agree?
I can agree with all of it.
Oh, that is English.
Because
you can add to it, but we can add to the...
That's our first best report in it.
That's what I was putting on them in the beginning. Chair, I think what we need to do here is we take notice of this that is in the report at the moment. We have, as we have gone along, I think made some recommendations to be added or issues to be added to it. So we just ask the Secretary if he can maybe amend it and have us a complete report at the end with the action steps. And then we've done, because we've actually got through everything
And what is said in here, if we agree with, and it is actually highlighted also within our discussions, all of them, the National Farms, the Agricultural Research Council. The one issue that I wanted to add with the Agricultural Research Council at the back is that we need to also highlight the fragmented situation that we have under the ARC also got the provincial research institutions, which falls under the provincial departments, and they are failing completely. Something should be done with it. That should be one of our action steps or recommendations that the department maybe moves them up to the ARC so that it can all be under one umbrella as far as management is concerned. And then under the National Agriculture Marketing Council, I think one issue that can also maybe added, if you agree, is the investigation of collusion into various markets in the sector. I know that the Competition Commission is actually not part of the National Agriculture Marketing Council, but they are also overlooking or overseeing the Competition Commission. And I think within the agricultural sector, this is really a problem that we find collusion in the sector, and we would like that to be a more of a focus under the National Agriculture Marketing Council's activities. And then at the bottom, the committee is also concerned over the delay in the part of the Ministry Department to solve the legal dispute over the former chief officer of the OIE. But I would like to also add to it, as well as the delay in the appointment of the members of the board. I think we must also just put our voice as far as the delay in the appointment of the members of the board, and that we would like to see maybe add a continuation of the board because of the success that they have achieved under their guidance. And that's all, Chair.
Are we done with all the entities? I don't see TPSDB. What other entities are not here? Only
TPSDB. Yeah, Land Bank, there's still the outstanding issue of Land Bank. They're not reporting to us. But you know, Chair, one of the issues that is still outstanding is the FEB fund that was handled from the department to Land Bank, and that they have never come back to us to give us a report on what the findings were of the investigation that was held. Where do we address it?
That is not Land Bank.
Land Bank, yes.
The unfortunate part about Land Bank.
The BE fund, actually, that was administered by the Land Bank.
The unfortunate part about Land Bank is that it cannot come here in this budget, what's it called, review. However, we reserve the right to call them. We did have them as part of our program. Sometime in September.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, with all these changes and matters related to such, we then had to focus literally on those that are reporting here. However, we did mention that we need still to bring them here. Because what happens typically when they have to go to report to finance department, all what they report on, to a very large extent, in fact, literally all what they are concerned about, that is finance, just the figure, the cold figure.
Yeah. Can I make a suggestion, sir? Can I make a suggestion? I think how we should approach it is to ask the minister to give us a report on the AgriB funds, which was from her department, given to the Land Bank, because she must still report on it. Whether the Land Bank has investigated what they have done, mismanaged it, it has to be reported back to the Minister of Agriculture, because the funds come from the Department of Agriculture. Can't we do it that way around?
We will table both issues. The one that relates to the annual report, and specifically on the Agri-B fund, and the investigation that we expected out of such. We'll have to settle both of those. What we will have to do, we'll have to see how best we can slot in before we get out end of November. It's quite important that we bring some ideas, even if it is going to be on a Wednesday. And then we'll also include PPECB, but again, we're not including Land Bank on this specific one. Okay, on NEHA, some? Nothing? Straightforward?
Chairman, it's just that we mentioned to them that they should come up with a turnaround strategy or whatever, and then we should decide if it's viable or not, remember? So maybe we could just add that. There was a suggestion I made, and if
you go through this... A number of issues have since been responded to on this separate report that we just received yesterday or this morning. Yeah. Okay. Members, on any matters on conclusion? We've done a great deal of job, Baba.
Before you close the episode, I want to say something.
No, we're still on the document itself, on the report.
Yes, I'm just saying.
Okay.
Just glance through it quickly. This forensic report from the Nusera Farms is still with the minister. The answer is it's still with the minister. Yeah. On this document. On page 4, on top.
We'll come to that.
Chairperson, rather off the record.
Why don't you conclude on you can switch off, Dr. Potter. Thank you. Any issues on the conclusion? I guess also, we will have to factor in a number of those way forward action plan, going forward on a whole range of other areas on the report itself. I think we've done a great deal of good job, and then also a great deal of job has gone into.
I think the batteries are flat.
Also a great deal of job has literally gone into this document. First, a report. Also, in keeping the new regulation on the money method, I think Ashton has done a very good job. What we shall do, we have agreed that the minister shall come to the committee on Tuesday the 26th. What's the time, Ash? Is it 10 or 9? At 10 o'clock. 26th, yeah. It's a normal committee. If you remember, we're meant to be dealing with the stat book and... we are now rescheduling that. There are two items on that day, but we have since resolved to reschedule those so that we prioritize both this work and also some of the issues that the minister would have wants to brief us on. they range from fishing or fisheries to Nayaka farm itself, and a whole range of other areas. Okay, members, I think we should...
Can I just ask, when are you planning to have the presentation by Edda Stokwood and the Predator Management Committee? Because the Stokwood is quite a serious issue.
Okay, Ashwin was just mentioning to me that we might have to go to Free State. We do have such a leeway as for the House Chairs. Well, not next week. Probably going sometime in November.
Okay.
Both for the Predator, that is now Tetris Tibet, and also that book. So chances are we'll have to probably leave here, and then even if it took me in on a Wednesday, because Wednesday is no issue of committee venue. So it might have to mean literally leaving here on a Tuesday late, sleep over in Free State, and then spend the whole of Wednesday also looking at whatever has to be looked into, and also engage with the players.
The problem is just that we've got plenaries in the afternoon.
Granted. But you know, the point is, we do possess such a leeway,
yeah,
wherein we can be, can be excused.
Question
for the minister. Obviously, and the president and deputy president.
Yeah.
Do I understand it correctly now that this program 26 will move through later?
Yeah.
And the minister, we put a minister in there.
Okay.
The times are still the same. The venue is to be confirmed.
What venue do you have?
I don't know. There's no venue here.
Yeah,
confirmation will be done. I think we have done some work, and all what we'll do, we're not meeting for sure tomorrow.
Sorry?
We're not meeting tomorrow.
Not yet.
Has everybody signed it? I think that should be it until we meet on Tuesday morning at 10. In the meantime, you shall be getting your second draft electronically, because I would imagine some of you might leave either tonight or tomorrow morning. But probably you will get that Friday late or Saturday morning.
The updated
version of.
This week?
Yeah.
If I ask you off the record, we have to make an assessment of our minister according to ministry scorecard. What do you suggest we should give her? Is too much?
I thought you were asking us to give a performance what you call about you?
No, the minister.
I know you're talking about the minister, but you are asking indirectly to get at you, because we know that you want to, outsmart Dr. Postman here and become the shadow minister. That's exactly the point I got you. Members, I think the meeting stands adjourned, and thanks for the time.
Yeah,
Okay, can we start another item on the agenda for next week?
Next week?
Yeah. Are we ready? I see all of you are still stuck here. Feels it long.
Yes, I see all of you still want to do some good of work.
We were really expecting the minister to get going on in agriculture. But the original when she got in, I gave her a good point last year, 6 or 7.
Ah, man.
And now we're disappointed.
I know you. You
are our
smart
postman.
You know what you want to do.
You're
going to miss him.
Yeah,
no, you might want to be a shadow.
Yeah, that one. Okay.